to run outside and jerk yourself a soda.
Oh, say can you see by the gone glowing eye?
Hold on.
Hey, Dennis, do you have the right words? I just asked him, Joe. Okay, hold on. Hold on, we're going to do it.
On my kick-ass.
Love. My name's Forrest Gump. You want a chocolate? I could eat about a million and a half of these. My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Anyway, like I was saying, shrimp is the food of the sea. You can barbecue it, boil it, broil it, bake it, saute it, lay on shrimp kebabs, shrimp creole, pan fry, deep fry, stir fry, pineapple shrimp, lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, pepper shrimp, shrimp soup, shrimp stew, shrimp salad, shrimp and potatoes, shrimp burger, shrimp sandwich. That's about it.
Hi there, it's John Pop.
Tell them that I want to thank them all for the fantastic performance and for showing me the nice punta.
Hi, this is James Brown, and you'd be surprised at the number of young people who said they want to be like James Brown. But my advice to them is to first get a good education, then pursue a career. Don't be a dropper. Join the
rest. The first time I got in trouble in my life in the younger days is breaking in a grocery store. I was sniffing a lot of gasoline at the time. And light it wouldn't. I just didn't care where I lived or not, as long as I was half in. Had my pocket full, you know, to share of the world, any way I could get it. I broke in the store just to get lighter fluid to sniff. And that's one reason the woman knows that I did it and I was guilty for what I done. I gave myself away when I stole that place lighter fluid because my father went there and told her not to sell it to me because I was a sniffer.
Well, if you want to.
I didn't know who I might meet or what they might ask.
You ever been on a real shrimp boat?
No. But I've been on a real big boat.
I'm talking about a shrimp catching boat. I've been working on shrimp boats all my life. I started out on my uncle's boat. That's my mama's brother. When I was about maybe nine, I was just looking into buying a boat of my own and got drafted. My given name is Benjamin Buford Blue. People call me Bubba. Just like one of them old redneck boys. Can you believe that?
My name's Forrest Gump. People call me Forrest Gump.
Hey, I'm doing that there. This is from the Ed Dan Falls Church Con. Give me a call back if you want any more requests. Give me a call. 560-55.
You're listening to WCXS 94.5 FM. You're listening to WCXS 94.5 FM.
You'll feel a whole lot better after you've done it.
I don't know. I only know that that's why I have said repeatedly that I want to find out. I want to get to the bottom of this and find out all that has happened. And so far, I've told you all that I know. And you know, the truth of the matter is, for quite some long time, all that you knew was what I told you.
Between the years of 1900 and 1910, Cecil Sharp collected a number of songs, John Barleycorn among them. The many versions of this song are said to have come from Oxfordshire and Sussex, Hampshire, Surrey, and Somerset. And there are estimated between 100 and 140 versions. The earliest known copy is of the Age of James the First in Peloponnesian collection of 1465, printed in wax letter by H. Gorson, 1607 to 1641. The popular interpretation is the effort of the people to give up the alcohol distilled from barley, but in the last verse. And little Sir John with his nut brown bowl and his brandy in the glass. And little Sir John with his nut brown bowl provided the strongest man at last. But there are many other interpretations.
And Mike, kick him.
Mike, delightful. This is the best show we've ever done.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Well, kind of a disjointed open. Are you still playing music there, Roy Hill? Play some kind of music.
You know, like our opening music, can you play that?
Something like that.
Okay.
Here with a word for the kiddies. And the first time I believe he's ever done a radio show in front of his dad. Here is Buzz Irving.
The following program contains adult language and scenes with partial nudity. Your discretion is advised.
All right, give Mike his clonk, and then we can begin. Clonk? Clonk, please.
Where's my clonk?
Give me his clonk.
I need a clonk.
There you go.
Live from Hero Sports Bar in the heart of big, beautiful, and also toothless Wichita, Kansas, it's the Don and Mike Show. Burbank, Diana Steelman, Sherry Licker, D.L. Broyhill, see? Along with Bobo Spiewak,
Benedict Arnold,
and the Don and Mike family of tofu-eating dropouts from society with a corn-fed smile.
So I love it.
We broadcast live from Wichita, Kansas. Affiliate KQAM. We'll have a recap of unfortunately, of our wacky trip through Dallas.
Oh, the Mike O'Meara drunk show.
Shaft with the Wichita Faithful. A live performance from the Fun Zone. Yeah, the Eat the Apple Game. A meeting with the father of Buzz Burbank.
Old Man Burbank.
And plenty of fun Kansas style. Along with the Don and Mike disease of the day.
You know, is there any music being played behind us at all?
I don't know. It's never been like this before. Know.
This is the most disjointed, screwed-up opening we've ever had. Lay it on me, Big Daddy.
Today, cirrhosis of the liver.
That's for you, my friend. That's for you.
Not enough of that. It's on with the tomfoolery and hijinks. And without further ado, let the big old, bad old cartoon begin.
So here he is with his big jukebox.
We got
the number one man of all the jocks. Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we need is turn up the sound on the record machine. Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks.
Stand up
here comes the man with the real watch and soap. He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 50. You know his taste, it's all so nifty. So let's start to swing and let's start to sway. Here comes the guy with the record to play.
Got Geronimo and Mike O'Meara, WKFK.
All right, thank you.
Hey, all you people. Hey, all you people behind me. And hey, all you people on the top of the roof across the street. Man.
All right.
Man. Let me see, the people of Cleveland could take a hit for the people of Wichita.
That's for sure.
This is great. Well, hello, and H.H., howdy, hi, it's me, your leader, Donald P. Geronimo.
And an excessively pleasant hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Meara.
And we are not fat.
We're white.
I am Episcopalian.
I'm still Catholic.
And
we are sick about it.
This is still Rob Stone. We start every show. We have a creature habit I do for your change. Let me thank you, a B.O.B., a big old buttload. What are they yelling?
I know exactly what they're saying.
If you keep doing that, I'm going to have to start over again. Because I'm going to lose my place. Now what?
Did you hear what they said?
No.
They said,
yeah,
I'm out of here.
What are you yelling over there, ladies? What? They're kicking ass. Well, thanks. Thank you for that news.
All right.
Thanks to Big Old Buttload for listening today. Heck, golly gee whiz, every day on all the fine stations and all the fine cities. This is it. This is what spent the night with me in my room last night. That's right. The TV one.
You know it's good. The TV-119 is getting a round of applause.
Oh, yeah. It sure is. That's good. Thank you for listening. There he is to my right and to your left. Now watch. Here's how I wave at him every day. Hey!
Hey! Hey,
over here! Hey! Where's Buzz Burbank? That's Buzz. Oh, they love you. You can't say it, Buzz.
Native right here.
He loves his Kansasans. And there is the beauty of Sherry Liquor right in front of you.
Hi, Sherry. Hi, guys.
Well, all I can say is that it is truly great to be in Wichita. You have a beautiful city. We could not be happier. Everybody has treated us great.
Yeah, we are glad to be here in Tornado Alley.
Now, before we tell you about our trip here, which will take a while... We had some problems.
No, we didn't. We had a fine trip.
No, there weren't
any problems. It was smooth. It was fun.
BS. But before we start all of that and meet Buzz's dad,
yes,
let's welcome the guys who entered a song at our jingle contest last year.
That's right. Yeah.
It did not win. Did you guys even come into the top three?
The last night.
The Mr. Marconi guys. Here are the Fun Tones.
All right, very cool. They're all set up. We're all ready to go. Look at these guys. They look exactly like what I pictured. This is great.
They got on tuxedo tops, and they have on blue jeans.
Yep.
They've got a keyboard. They got a guitar. They've got some percussion. Now, who's the leader of the group?
They're all pointing at each other.
Who's the leader?
Harry is.
Harry is? Hello, Harry.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Harry.
Harry, would you like to introduce the members of the band here?
Why, sure. This is our drummer, Johnny.
Hi,
Donlinger.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
What's he going to drum on, the soles of his feet? I mean, I don't see any drums over there.
This is radio.
We're going to let him clap his hands.
You know the look he's going for? You remember that little twerp with AC/DC? The guy,
Angus.
The guy that would wear the shorts? That's who you remind me of, my friend. So we have Angus, and we have Harry. And next to you, Harry?
This is Jim Kent.
Jim,
you know Jim.
Jim, you're the guy that sends me the faxes
right.
all
he's
the time.
He's the composer.
Right?
Okay.
And next to you,
far in, our bass player, Phil.
Hi, Phil. Hello, guys.
Hi, Phil.
Hey. Nice to meet you. Now, guys, we'd like you to, if you wouldn't mind, two selections. First, the Mr. Marconi song.
Okay.
And then, Jim, you sent me a fax yesterday. You have a new song for us?
It's ready.
Beautiful. Well, let's hear the old standard first, if you don't mind.
Is that the one you want to do first?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, you know, hit them with the big hit, then you come back with a follow-up.
The Fun Tones.
Ladies and gentlemen, here they are, live from Wichita, Kansas. The Fun Tones. And we should mention that we are live at Heroes in Wichita.
Thank you, Mr. Marconi, for inventing the radio.
This is too funny.
Without your thought of genius, there would be no Dynamite Show.
Oh, my God.
Bring it to the afternoon with a whole.
Oh, where's the microphone?
Marconi.
There you go.
Presenting the radio.
That's a live concert. These guys are rocking now.
Yeah, this is great.
Parents of Don and Mike, for getting the boys to Earth. To give us your begotten son, the radio gods of mirth.
Yeah,
they've got to bounce him off the walls. I'm glad that is happening.
Oh!
Parents of Don and Mike, for getting the boys to Earth.
Yeah, a little feeling.
You know, I think we've discovered a major act here, Mike.
That's just terrific.
Thank you, local radio, for putting down the mic on the air.
Yeah. And you take QAM.
It shows the world you're not afraid, and that you care to dare. Vibrator Olympic. Send us your ball.
Oh, yeah.
The Donnie Countdown, those crazy calls. Local radio for putting Don and Mike on the air. And here's to you both, Don and Mike, because there really are no others.
This is too funny.
That I would ever listen to or call my radio brother. Stand alone in your own class when you say those words. Kiss my ass. Thank you, Mr. Marconi, for inventing the radio. Without your thoughts of genius, there would be no Dynamite Show. They get me through the afternoon. I really love that big old battle cartoon.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Mr. Marconi, for inventing the radio. Thank a big butt load, Marconi, for inventing the radio. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, you know, can I tell you something?
There you go. That's great.
That is fantastic. I know it's a song about us.
Yeah.
Damn it, it's a good song.
And you know, with egos like ours, we'll just sit here. You know, you can sing songs about us all day long. We'll love it.
Well, as a matter of fact, ask and you shall receive.
All right.
Here they are now. Now what is the name of the new selection from the Fun Tones?
Shock Jock Itch.
Shock Jock Itch. This will be a world premiere now.
This is the Shock Jock Itch? That's the name of this song, huh?
It is.
All ladies right. and gentlemen, rapidly becoming the official band of the Don and Mike Show. Here are the Fun Tones. Shock Jock Itch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One, two, three, four. Oh, it rocks as much as the last one did.
It's rocking.
You like the choreography here?
Yeah, they're talented guys.
I don't care if the sun don't shine. I don't care if I lose my mind. I got no place else to go. Well, listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz Burbank with sport and news. And when Shelly talks, I lose my blues. It's the most fun on the radio.
I love listening to the Don and Mike show.
Uh-oh. If I went to jail and got the electric chair,
the electric chair,
they could plug my radio in just about anywhere
on that electric chair.
I'd still be laughing when they threw the switch. Oh, oh! Cause Don and Mike, you done gave me the shock, shock itch.
All right. Nice dancing, Angus.
I don't care if the tires go flat, sitting in the middle of a railroad track.
Yeah.
Got no place else to go
when I'm listening to the Don and Mike show.
Now, radio guys, I dig your sense of humor.
That's humor.
Snap your finger, Angus.
Sometimes I laugh so hard, I think I'm going to get a brain tumor. Or a humor tumor. But more than I say, you cats are just too much fun.
Oh, yeah.
And Don, I must say that four lungs are better than one. I don't care that I got no wife. I don't care that I got no life. As long as I got my radio,
I'll be listening to the Don and Mike, trooping on the Don and Mike.
Listen to the Don and Mike show.
Fantastic, guys.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Wow.
That is just fantastic.
You know what? Damn, this is like a real show.
This is amazing.
Yeah, this is like a real show. Let me ask you something, old man Burbank. Burbank Sr., have you ever been prouder of your curly-haired boy?
Never.
Never. Never.
Right. He's doing great.
Let me ask you something. As I look at you, Mr. Burbank Sr., with your gray hair, you look so dignified. Well, with... Was your wife getting around with the milkman? Look at Buzz's hair. Did you ever have hair as curly as your son?
Never, never. That came from the other side of the family.
Have you ever at any time in your life had one of those beards, those little Van Dykes that he's wearing? Right? Or is it a goatee? Which is it, a goatee?
Van Dyke.
It's a Van Dyke beard.
Yeah,
you know what?
Never.
It was our hope today that we would come in and see... an elder version of your son. We hope
quite.
You have the curly gray hair, the goatee. You'd be wearing some kind of a poncho. Maybe you'd have socks and sandals on.
You're a little too dignified. It's quite a letdown. We really expected it. We wanted George Carlin is what we really wanted.
That's what we were looking for.
I'll try to clean up my act.
Well, a pleasure to meet you. And please be our guest for the entire program.
Thanks,
we
sir.
Could not be happier to be in Wichita. We're going to have a great show today. We got an absolute ton of stuff to get to.
Boy, we got a great crowd here, too.
We do. We're at Heroes Sports Bar here in Wichita. We're in Old Town, and we are here for the world's largest, and I mean the world's largest baseball card trading show.
No. Don.
I am aware of this, Buzz.
Don, it's the Wichita River Festival.
No. I happen to know there's a big quilting contest going on today.
Well, there may be some of that, but it's really the River Festival.
Yeah, we're right at the hotel we're staying in. We're right next to that river, too.
That river the dam nearly burst last night.
That's right.
And the rivers are rising. The weather is awful.
Yeah. Yeah, later on this afternoon, they're going to have the big dead body float, which is going to be a lot of fun.
We came in last night, and there were how many tornadoes in this part of Kansas? Eight?
85.
I said
85. No, I doubt that.
Now hold on. I'm getting conflicting reports. It's either 8 tornadoes or 85 tornadoes.
Daryl, Mr. Credibility over here, is going 8,500.
You know what? I asked Daryl. Here's. I'll ask you how many strip bars are in Wichita, Daryl. That's a question I trust you.
32.
There's 32.
It was 85 warnings on the news last night in the state of Kansas.
And you know what I dig about your
warnings.
You know, of course, I immerse myself in the room and I watch television the whole time that I'm here. When y'all have the storm warnings on the bottom of the screen where it says a thunderstorm warning, they put an exclamation point afterward. and it said, seek cover, exclamation point.
Like the tornado warning itself is not significant enough. They have to give you a little punctuation.
And I saw the funniest thing last night on Channel 10. Is that the channel here, Channel 10? We got in very late. I'll tell you what, we got in even later. Well, hold on. I've lost
the crowd, Mike.
Somebody is holding up, all I see is somebody holding up a banner that says, "Hi, baby."
Well, hi baby to you, but what are y'all screaming about?
Can anybody hear this? Oh, my God, we have lost the crowd already. What happened?
Hold on, I can't understand what this. Okay, hold on. One at a time. No, hold on. You, lady, right here. You. Yeah, come on up here. What is everybody saying? Here
we go. Lady.
Here's a lady. Hi, lady.
Hi, lady.
Hey, lady.
Hi.
Hi. What is everybody screaming?
They're talking about Rosie Langston.
Oh, is that the girl that was in the porn?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Boy, that is the thing around here about the news lady in the porno movie.
Who has a copy of that tape for me? Where's my copy of that tape?
That's all people want to talk about around here.
Oh, here comes. Hey, is this the guy I saw on TV today? I think this guy right here, the guy that looks like Major Dad. I think he's like an anchorman.
Gerald McCraney?
I think he's like an anchorman for... Oh, I was just talking about it. It's Channel 10, and they're the channel that is here.
Hi there.
The first channel here.
What's your name, sir?
What? I saw this guy. I saw this guy doing... Well, now...
It's pandemonium.
Are you the guy that I saw doing the dog show today?
Mm-hmm. No. No, that was a different guy.
Weren't you on some show today where they had a bunch of dogs?
No.
No, that wasn't you.
No, that was the show on that's before my show.
Oh, but weren't you actually participating in the show on dogs?
No. Well, I was at the end of the show.
Yeah, see?
You were talking about the Mike and Mogi show.
So Mike Mogi, she's the one that was in the porn movie.
I don't know.
She must be. That's all that anybody talks about around here. Is that... What is the name of your show? What do you do?
My show?
Yes, your show. What is your show? I'll sign it for you. I'll try
Good
to sign
morning,
it.
Kansas.
Good morning, Kansas.
Yes.
Hey, great name. Where'd you come up with that?
pulled it out of my
Have you ever been in a porn movie?
No.
You never have.
And I know we've just met, and I don't want to insult you, but I will tell you that the porn industry is all the better for that, sir. Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, listen, this is for what, the evening news, Nitwitness News, Numbskulls in the News? What do you call the news on Channel 10? What is the catchy name?
Cake News 10 at 10.
Cake News
10 at 10.
Cake News?
Like, yeah, guess what channel it is?
Like, I figure it's Channel 10. It's like birthday cake? Like cake news?
K-A-K-E.
Oh, I got
cake.
Hey, cake, everybody. So what?
All right.
What would you like to ask us? Ask us anything right now. Go ahead. We are at your mercy.
Why do you think so many people like your show?
Because we are the most entertaining two people on the face of the planet.
What is Buzz Burbank really like?
Well, you can ask him right there.
He's
a G.I. Joe with real life hair and beard.
And you might want to ask his dad, because his dad is sitting right next to him.
Here
Buzz,
we go.
What are you really like?
Well, I'm a nice guy, first and foremost.
He doesn't ever lie on the radio, does he?
Never.
He's going to make sure.
All right, so it's cake news?
Cake, yes, cake TV.
Cake, big cake. The big cake.
We're Don and Mike. Whenever we're in Wichita, we always cut off a big slice of cake.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, turn the camera off now. Turn the camera off now.
That's enough.
Because now I want to know, was that the... Who's this? Maybe it was Channel 12. Is that your competing station,
one
Channel 12? Who is the troll that was on at noon today? I'm serious. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you dating her? Are you? Oh, look at how red he is.
Oh, man, you are dating her.
I'm sorry, sir.
You are scarlet.
No, you're
the color of that red plane up there.
No,
I saw that and I thought, my...
Maybe it was bad lighting, Don. It might have been bad lighting.
No. You know, you could do connect the dots on that girl's chin. I don't know if they were moles or they were zits.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
She's an Oxy 5 poster child.
Yes, she is. I guess it was Channel 12 last night. Nice meeting you folks from Cape News.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for coming by.
Bye-bye. Cape News at 10.
You know what he's going to do now? He's going to go back to the studio and he's going to edit that thing to make us look like Satan.
Well, I don't think he's going to do too much editing on that. Although, you know what? We'll end up is the part with Buzz going, well, I'm a nice guy.
And then a freeze frame of a picture taken of us 20 years ago. Yeah, just like,
So, we can do commercials, Diana? Oh, but let me tell you, we get in last night, it was 3:30 in the morning, and there's hail coming, and it's awful. We all know how bad the weather was last night.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
So I turn on, well, not when you've had five bottles of wine, I guess.
Oh, okay, all right.
I turn on the TV, and I see that they have, like, Doppler radar, right?
Right.
And the funniest thing, I hear the weatherman, and the weatherman is on the air, but he doesn't know he's on the air. They have the Doppler radar screen, and he goes, "Hello, Master Control, I've got to do an update, Master Control." And you hear the guy in Master Control go, you're on. And the guy still doesn't know. The guy said, "Hello, we have some threatening weather. Hello, Master Control."
And he's on the whole time.
He's on the whole time. He had no idea.
Hey.
No idea.
All right.
I love the TV here. Can I tell you that?
It's nice TV here. You like TV?
Yeah.
You love TV anywhere we go.
Well, you're right, Mike.
You love the TV.
But I love the homespun quality of Kansas TV.
I think Kansas TV is just as good as any other TV, maybe a little better.
I love it. Oh, look at it. There's now the people from Channel 10 getting some shots of our audience.
All right.
Oh, dear.
I don't know if you want to focus the camera on those guys over there, maybe.
Well, one of those guys is from the radio station over there, and he's the 13-year-old kid they have working at the radio station. How old are you, anyway?
You mean the guy?
24?
The guy that we saved from the third shift at Walmart, and that is the truth, I swear to God.
No, where's he?
That's him over there.
Right, you're the guy that we saved from Walmart.
This guy, before they got our show on KQAM, he was working third shift at Walmart.
He told me this in the lobby of the hotel this morning, and this is, I think, a tear-jerking testimonial.
It's rags to riches, Mike.
Tell Don what you told me today.
Okay, I used to work in radio, little 500-watt station up in North Central Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Came down here, got out of radio for some personal reasons.
Lack of talent?
Yeah, there you go.
Just kidding. Just a joke.
Anyway, I was working third shift at Walmart. Didn't have a TV, so one day I'm flipping through the dial, listening to the radio. Pick you guys up. It was a couple years ago. You were doing...
Did you sit through the whole story when he told you this morning in the lobby?
I have a terrible hangover, yes. I was sitting there kind of looking off into space, and he was... Hey, can you maybe take
the
testimonial...
Okay, Reader's Digest version.
Yeah,
heard you guys, fell in love with it, kept listening to KQAM. Finally, I called Garen and said, "Garen, can I..."
Who's Garen?
Operations manager.
That's the operations manager.
Chief Kurt in charge.
Anyway, called Garen and said, "Can I get a job?"
Oh, they're hostile.
I don't care about this story.
Yeah,
I mean,
nice try. All right. That
Sit
was
down.
A fine effort. All right.
Sit down.
Thank you.
He used to work at Walmart. Now he runs our board.
Well, I'll tell you something. He told me that story a lot differently in the lobby, and I burst into tears after he told me that story.
Hey, pleasure to meet you. We got to do a quick commercial break. We'll be here the entire show. Wichita, Kansas could not be happier. Please stay right there. We'll be right back.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
Hey, Mr. Kendall.
Hey, it's a Jerry Springer.
Would you like to interview us now?
It's your time.
Would you like to interview us?
Yes, we would.
Well, we'll step right up.
Okay.
This is Channel 12, the troll channel.
He's the newsman with a walkie-talkie.
Now, I'm going to have to use my mic.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you're getting booed heartily by
the crowd. Well, now, hold on. Let me ask the crowd. Has this man ever been in a porno movie?
Yeah.
Well, this guy has. What's your name, my friend?
My name's Donald Forbes.
Hi, Donald.
I'm from KWCH,
yes,
CBS affiliate. Mm-hmm. I think you mentioned us while we were on the way over.
I was watching Channel 12 today.
Channel 12, yeah. First off, what's it like to be in Wichita? I mean, the big city, coming from where you're from, to the big city of
what's
Wichita.
What's it like to be in Wichita?
Oh, we get such a great view of the river from our hotel, and the river has risen, and it's a little browner than normal, and we're enjoying that.
You know what? I'm glad to find in Wichita that... You don't have to stay in a big city like Washington, D.C. to find a guy sleeping on the sidewalk downtown.
Absolutely.
All of the things that I associate with our civilization disintegrating, I can say that they're happening right here in Wichita, just like they are in the big cities.
Yeah, yeah. And what was the biggest surprise you found coming to Kansas, as you put it?
Well, that the anchor ladies are so damn pretty.
Is that right? What were you expecting, milkmaids? I mean...
Yeah, we like all of our anchor women to look like the St. Pauli girl.
Oh, that makes sense.
If they could dress that way, that would be good, too.
You know, we are surprised. We are amazed. I mean, I know we have great ratings here in Wichita, but we are amazed that all of these people would show up for this program today. Yeah!
All right.
Super crowd, yeah!
last question.
Yes, sir.
Why Wichita? Of all the radio stations, the 40 radio stations you have, why would you bring Buzz and Sherry and yourself
to
Wichita?
As you know, it was very important, almost like on a Jerry Springer show. Buzz has not seen his father for nearly 35 years, and they're reunited today right here. This is the. You know what's so funny? Look at half the people in the crowd don't know if that's true or not. No, of course. Of course it's not true.
And they love their native son.
Yeah.
Right? They love Buzz Burbank.
Yeah, they do.
Everybody loves Buzz.
No, we came because why not? You know, hell, why do you live here?
We both wanted to experience a tornado, and we're hoping before we leave we'll be able to actually see a real live tornado. That's what I'm hoping for.
Wait about 5 minutes, it'll be here. Thanks, guys.
Nice to meet you.
What was his name again?
Donald.
His name was Ken Dahl.
Ken Donald. Well, thank you. Nice to see you. That's Channel 10. Oh, look at this.
Well,
but Channel 10 is
right.
Taking photographs of Channel 12.
Sure.
Photograph in. So let me ask you a question. Who does better in the ratings, Channel 10 or Channel 12? 12 does better than 10?
Oh, look at that. Look at Ken. Ken just kind of gave you the number one finger.
Yeah.
All right.
Would you say that Channel 12 kicks ass?
Ratings of everybody else.
They double the ratings of everybody else.
So would you then say, could you say, Channel 12
Come
kicks
on.
Ass?
Channel 12 kicks ass.
Yeah! All right. They've got to be our official station. No, hold on. Let's give the guy from Channel 10 equal time.
Give him the microphone, Diana. This is turning into a battle royale of TV stations.
Now, I will give you the same opportunity with even more enthusiasm to say that Channel 10 Cake TV kicks ass.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Channel 10 Cake TV kicks ass.
Listen, I tell you what, hold on. I got a decision right here. How about you two guys right now? You take your shirts off and duke it out. Right now.
Boy, that would make the news. That'd be super. You'd be on the sports tonight.
Hey, you know, before we continue, we have to say thank you to first, you know what? I'd like to know, where are the people who arrived here in the tornado at 4 a.m.?
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of people have told us that people got here at 4 o'clock in the middle of a thunderstorm. They were camped out waiting for this place to open.
I'd like to say get a life. Hey, Chris Farley, come up here. Here I am. Tommy boy, come here. This guy will be, he could be the spokesman for the entire generation.
Here's a guy that loves life.
Hello, Doug. I'm Don. Damn glad to meet you.
Don, damn glad to meet you, man.
My friend Mike.
Hello, Doug.
Hey,
how are you?
All right,
man.
Now, Doug, were you here at 4 a.m.?
To tell you the truth, Don, I wasn't. I was here around 7.
Give me the microphone.
Get out of here.
I want to talk to someone who was here at 4 a.m.
All right, these guys back here, you were here at 4 a.m.?
I want to talk to a real fan.
All right, come on up here.
Hey, how about, you know who that guy's across from you? Andre Agassi and Bob Goldthwait.
Yeah.
You see the guy with the blonde hair?
Actually, it looks like maybe Andre Agassi and Dennis Rodman.
All right, what's your name? What time were you guys here?
Hi,
okay,
we got the Fab Five. We're here at 5 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
All right.
I was here at 4:30.
Glenn, John, Mike, Gary, and Richard. The Fantastic Five, the Five.
And you put your phone numbers down there. You hope to get a call maybe later on down the road. All right?
Yeah.
You can call us later.
We're going to be here next year.
And, Mike, I'd like to welcome David Crosby. David Crosby on the Mike Show.
Oh, yeah. All right. High five for you. There you go. All right.
David Crosby, Dan Ringer.
Oh, that's terrific. Congratulations on your new liver.
Thank you.
That's great.
What's your name, my friend?
Richard Hacker.
Now here is a guy who's a devoted fan. He's taken his Don and Mike 4-Hour Club card.
Wow.
Blown it up, and he's got it on a T-shirt.
That's great.
That's wonderful. And on the back it says, I am an official member of the Don and Mike 4-Hour Club. I listen to the show 4 hours a day, every day, and if I am lucky, Don and Mike will reward me for that. Don and Mike are my radio gods.
And I have a new liver. There you go.
Beautiful. Oh, and here's a guy who has a Don and Mike Bowl 2 T-shirt from last year.
Wow.
Wow, you know what? We got some devoted fans.
Were you one of those people here at 4 o'clock this morning?
I was.
Wow.
We were the first two here.
4:35 in a severe rainstorm.
We appreciate it, boys. And what time did you start drinking, fellas?
About 2.
About 2. Listen, we got to do a quick break. I see everybody's coming up here. We want to get everybody up here to say hi. Let's do a quick commercial break. When we come back, I got to tell you about our trip out here.
Yes, a very peaceful trip.
That's got to be first. Then we'll come right back live from Wichita.
Do you know you?
Oh, what a day
for the big jamboree. hubcap sale and swap.
It's the River Fest, Don.
Big Hummel figure sale.
River Festival.
We'd like at this moment to bring up a member of Wichita's finest. He is, the cop?
Yeah, he had to go in the back and get his stuff, and he'll be right back.
All right, there's a cop here who's got some stuff for us. Let's meet the man who... How many of you have heard us talk about this guy on the show named Alan Goodman? Have you ever heard us mention this guy's name?
All right.
Alan Goodman.
Hello, my name's Alan Goodman. All right.
He was our general manager 5-6 years ago. The guy that is our general manager at KQAM, I swear to God, is an absolute replica of the Jumpin' Munchkin.
Take a bow. Stand up and
look
take
at
a bow so they can see it. There you go.
Now, this guy is the general manager of KQAM. Normally, I would run down a general manager, but I will after he is gone, but I will say at this moment, I salute this man. What's your name again?
Jay Myers.
I salute Mr. Myers for having the brain power to bring our show to Wichita, Kansas.
Bravo,
Jay. Thank you, Jay.
Bravo. During the break, Jay, you had some disturbing news that you know Alan Goodman?
Yes, I do know Alan. As a matter of fact, at the annual NAB convention, I get mistaken for Alan all the time, which is why I'm basically under a constant suicide watch.
Listen, have you ever had this kind of excitement for KQAM radio?
Oh, no, this is terrific. The ratings are up, and this shows why. You guys are just terrific, and we thank you for coming. Yes,
thank you. You take a second and look at all these people. These are the people that really listen to your radio station. They're the people that support our show every day, and we say to them, thank you.
In the great spirit of Ken Stevens, allow me to say by time, if I could.
By time. Oh, man. He is just like Alan, isn't he?
You know, in the great spirit of Ken Stevens, you should get us a money tree, my friend. You should at least get us a money plant.
I had a message from Ken for you guys. Basically, it goes like this. Great limo ride last night, April Fool's. I think it was pretty fun.
Oh, we haven't talked about the limo ride yet.
Oh, yeah, what fun. What big fun when we first arrived in Wichita.
Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
That is Jay. He's the general manager of KQAM.
Yeah.
You know, and although we do spend a lot of time running down some of the radio stations we're on and
That's
the people
right.
that work there, and they certainly do deserve it in many cases.
Absolutely.
It is really, really great to do the show from Washington, a show that a lot of people said would never be a success in syndication, and to come to a town like Wichita and see thousands of people and the station really happening.
Yeah, this station has really gone the extra mile to support the show, and this proves it right here. And this is what happens when you let us do our show and you support it promotionally. This is terrific.
Now let's get our gifts from the cop.
All right, the law is here.
Hello, my friend. Hello. Diana, microphone, please. Your name, sir?
Kevin Lackey.
Kevin, what is your rank with the Wichita Police?
I'm a field training officer.
Field training officer, Wichita Police, the sweetest smelling police.
Nice to meet you, officer.
Have I seen you guys on Cops? Have cops been to Wichita?
No.
What was the cops where the guy was driving on the rim of his car? Did you see when he had the wheel down?
Kansas City.
Oh, that was Kansas City?
Kansas City.
Well, I thought of y'all when I saw
you. Everything you know.
What do you have for us, officer?
Well, I tried to get you some ball caps. We were out. I've got coffee mugs for each of you.
Look at that Wichita Police.
I like that stuff.
Excellent.
Oh, look at that. It says Wichita PD.
Oh, now that's nice.
Very cool.
Yeah, those are great.
Very cool.
Now can we make citizens arrest while wearing these?
Well, you combine this with your DEA jacket, and you should be okay.
Beautiful. Thank you. Uh-oh.
Do you hear that motorcycle?
Hey, listen, I wish I had more time to talk to you, Mr. Policeman, but...
Wow.
Can I go wireless here, Daryl?
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Yeah. Man. I believe you.
Oh, wow.
I believe you may have love. I love a motorcycle for the fact that I may or may not have a motorcycle, depending if my wife is listening to the show right now or not.
And you know, we're standing here with motorcycles, but we're holding these wussy umbrellas.
Who gave us... Yeah, it's raining. Who gave us these Barbie umbrellas that we are holding now?
Well, what's your name, sir?
I'm Andy.
Andy, these are sweet. Thank you.
Well, they were loaned by me from Table Over
There. They were loaned by me from...
Oh, what beer can do to the brain.
How long you been here, Andy?
Since 11, actually.
11 this morning? How long... What was that, sir?
Sit down on the Harley so I can get a picture.
You want me to have that hog between my legs, don't you?
Go for it, Don.
Sure.
Go for it.
Oh, yeah.
With the umbrella. How's it feel?
Yeah,
all right.
Do it. Mike, there's one for you. Give me the other one,
okay.
Mike.
Okay. Here, you can hold that. I want a picture of this.
Now, listen. Just in case my wife is listening to the show back at home today, don't
Don't you guys think that I belong on a motorcycle?
No.
Don't you know that I would drive safe on a motorcycle?
No.
Born to be wild.
Hey, you gonna let me take it for a spin?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Turn it on for me. I don't know how to turn it on.
No.
I don't know anything about motorcycles.
How do you turn them on? Here?
No, ride it into the bar. I'll be like Arnold Schwarzenegger with that horse. In that movie True Lies. Come on, turn it on for me. Turn it on. Ah, here you go. I'll prove to you once and for all I can do it. Turn this baby on. Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Great.
I'm a.
Do you have a Woody?
Yeah. Yes. Why, yeah, everybody. You're going to have to stand back, ma'am. Yes. Yes, I do. Now, ain't these great motorcycles?
These are cool. I think one of these would look good in your garage.
You know what, Mike? I think you should get one, too.
Really?
Not that I've gotten one. Or even better, how about I get a sidecar and put it on my like Batman and Robin had.
That's right, and I'll just be Forrest Gump riding along wherever you go.
Well, listen, motorcycle guy, thanks. What is it?
We want to give you a shirt from Big Dog Custom Motorcycles. That's what these are. And
beautiful.
Yeah, I got one for you. Yeah, for Mike.
All right, great.
One for Sherry.
She's wow.
And I love Buzz.
And Buzz's
love,
dad.
I love you, sir.
Buzz's dad? Yeah, Buzz's dad in here. Thank you very much, my friend. Pleasure meeting you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for bringing the bike.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Now, can I tell you what a perfect day this is? Not only do we get gifts from the police, they come by with motorcycles. Someone brought us a copy on CD of Jimmy Dean, I.O.U.
This is a great day, is it not?
That's what I really wanted. That's what I'll take from today.
You know, and I think if there was ever any chance that you wouldn't get that motorcycle, that is over now.
No, listen. You tell me. Didn't I look at home on that?
You look like you loved it.
Yeah.
And that one in back, the one that I was on, I think that's your speed right there.
You buy me one of them Nazi helmets?
I'm going to get
one of those Red Baron helmets?
I'm going to get you the Red Baron helmet. I'm going to try to get one with a spike in the middle of it.
Hey, and I also want to say hello before we have to break here to the Heroes girls. I've mentioned everybody else. You know, the Jezebels are here. Jezebels. Wichita's premier adult club, Mike.
Yes, you know when you know it's a good broadcast when strippers come by to say hello.
And they're here to go. Hey, where's that lady from the Heroes? Bring that Heroes girl up here. She wanted to make sure that we got a nice word in for all the gals that are serving us here at Heroes. Hold on, here she comes. Here she is. Hi, Amy. You want to be on the radio?
Okay.
Well, no. What did you want to say about the Heroes girls? Anything?
You're so nice.
Oh, man. Amy came to me during the break, and she said, you know, you've got the strippers over there.
Sure,
I just want you to know that the Heroes girls are here.
And we don't strip, but I'm sure we're just as nice, if not nicer.
Wow.
Oh.
What the hell? To quote Amy, she said, we are so nice.
We don't strip, but we are so nice.
And you've got the baseball shirts there. Those are great.
Thanks.
what is that stain on? What is that stain on your shirt?
That would be a tomato.
So I don't care. I just wanted a chance to stare at your shirt.
That wasn't some guy that had a wing in his mouth and you walked by and he was just going, wah, wah.
It fell out of my mouth when I was eating a sandwich.
Oh, it did. Okay, well, that's not as romantic a story.
Have the Heroes girls ever thought about stripping?
I'm sure there's a couple that probably have.
Oh, really? Are they here today?
They might be.
Okay. And suddenly the show took an evil twist. You know, and at the beginning and the end, those motorcycles. That's when the whole show, that's when Satan started running this show today.
That's when it got evil.
And Major Bill Smith said that's when Satan had his way.
Now, the Heroes girls ever strip, what they doing today?
We got to do a quick break. Please stay with us. We're live in Wichita. What's going on, Diana?
A lot of people with a lot of gifts, and they all want to give them to you.
All right, listen. Can we please, let's do one break to talk about our trip out here.
Yeah.
Then we want to meet everybody. We're glad to be in Wichita. Stay with us. We will be right back.
You heard
The Don and Mike Show. And guaranteed, the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Paul Turner, and thank you for listening. We're back. Thanks for listening in Long Island, New York, on WCBB in Sacramento, California. Hot Talk, KHTK, and thanks for listening in Tampa, Florida, on 10 Pentox, WQYK. We are in Wichita. We are at Heroes Sports Bar. We are right in the back end.
We are the Get Go Stages.
At the Get Go Stages. We are in the back of the bar, which backs into a street which is absolutely covered with people.
Yep.
They're all here for the big jamboree.
I just had to use the facilities and make my way to the back of this place, and I think I'm going to take a machete next time I go back there. It's very crowded here at Heroes Sports Bar.
I believe that I just... For my next time in the bathroom, I'd like to ask, does anybody have a Gatorade bottle? Or the pitcher? And look at, suddenly everybody's got a bottle or a pitcher for me.
Boy, it's a friendly crowd here. Pee in our bottle.
I would be neglected if I did not thank everybody who brought by the delicious Diet Cherry Coke for me today.
That's right. They know you love it.
I have been drinking it, and I do want to thank you. Now, the guy from the newspaper, can he wait one more break?
Yeah, I don't know where he is. So, Lonnie, if you hear me, please come up front.
Lonnie Anderson.
A guy from the Wichita Eagle is here for a little on-air interview. We're also going to play some games here with you folks. The Fun Tones are going to sing again.
Hey, the Fun Tones.
We'll take the wireless microphones outside to see what's happening. You know, this is a real event. Look at this. It is raining outside. If you'll turn and look behind us, Mike, not only do we have people in office buildings across the street who are leaning out of the windows. You see those guys?
Oh, that is
up there?
That is very cool. How you doing up there?
Look at, we got guys all the way up.
Yeah, when they all go out there to left field.
Yeah, they get on the rooftop right across the street. How you guys doing out there? Guys, all the way, we will take the wireless microphones and climb that building and speak to you from the roof of that building sometime today.
You know, somebody was asking me about that as to whether I thought you would be jumping on the bandwagon at any time. And my prediction was that if the Cubs do hang on and they are in first place at the end of July,
maybe.
My prediction, see, and getting a maybe out of you is, I think, getting a yes. If they're in first place, you will be back on the bandwagon.
I told you last night I watched the Tom Snyder show.
Right.
Because we got in so incredibly late because of some problems we had.
Some major, major problems.
And Bob Costas was on that show, and Bob Costas said almost the exact same thing that I had said, that he hasn't read a box score yet this year.
Right.
That he hasn't... Is there a tornado happening outside?
Is
right
it a tornado?
Now?
No.
Is this what it is? I hate to be paranoid.
No.
It's too cold for a tornado, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
I hate to be paranoid, but man, it is windy.
I was hoping that I'd see one just like the video that I have. You know, my tornado video? That happened in Kansas, too, but I don't think that's going to happen today.
But you love having your dad here with you when you're doing the show, don't you?
It's a first. It's really nice.
Yeah.
We'll bring him back to Washington and he can sit in the studio.
Great. How about it? When he's not available, call Ghostman.
There you go. Always have a friend.
And his mother. Perfect. Did I hear somebody boo for Carl Grossman?
Yes.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Look at that. We are 3,000 miles from home, and even this far away, they know to boo at Grossman.
Booing so loud, they'll give his mother an asthma attack.
Let me tell you, but she doesn't know to sperm count. The last breaths of an asthma attack. I'm going to hang up now. Tommy Joe Gavin is calling me on call waiting right now.
Hey, Grace.
Hey, how about that Tommy Joe singing yesterday on the program?
Isn't he a wonderful singer? He is.
Okay, but before we continue, and I know a lot of people were nice enough to make signs and bring us stuff from their offices. We want to meet everybody. We got to do the interview with a guy from the newspaper, take the wireless microphones out. I do have to tell you folks about the trip out here last night.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I have told you... Oh, there's that sign in the back again. Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Hi, you ladies. Oh, Mike, I was talking to these ladies during the break. I don't want to worry anybody. Those ladies are postal employees.
Oh, no.
As a matter of fact, everybody that's a postal employee, would you stand up today? All the post... Look at this.
Oh, man.
Do we have a metal detector?
We need a metal detector and cut them off. We want them cut off right now.
No more beer for the postal employees.
That is very, very scary.
So we leave the show last night an hour early so we can get to the airport and catch our plane to Wichita, Kansas. As you know, Mike is not only a nervous flyer.
Hello.
But his wife's expecting a baby any time.
Yes, I'm a little nervous, thank you.
You put those two together, and I want to tell you something. I have seen this man drink, and I have seen this man become embarrassingly drunk.
I want to tell you that last night was a world record performance by Mike O'Mara. Last night, I will give you, let me just take you through the evening.
Oh, no.
Okay, we're up in our part of the plane, our special part of the plane. Oh, of course, when we get on the plane, Diana has to go acquaint herself with the guys that are flying the plane.
Diana is also a nervous flyer, so that's her way of coping. Yeah.
All I know is that Diana was locked in that cockpit with the emphasis on cockpit for what seemed like 20 minutes before we took off.
Did you ever see a pilot come out with a bigger grin from their little meeting?
He did. He did, and then he made the announcement. He said,
Hello, Delta passengers. We'll be flying nonstop to Dallas. I would like to say hello to Diana.
Diana will be flying with us today, and we just experienced glorious three-way sets up in the cockpit.
So Diana gets her meeting with the pilots done, so she's not concerned. And did you notice how many jokes the Stews were making about Langoliers?
Oh, yeah. They seemed to really get into that show.
They were totally caught up in that. So the plane takes off. And I realized at this time that Mike's had a couple of pops already at the airport. And he's continuing to drink. And you know how I know that you had gotten almost to the point of no return?
I fall on my knees and burst into tears?
No, we started the thing about the Red Sox again.
Oh, yeah, because I do remember what I said to you. Because I know, and I will admit that I know that I was somewhat over the edge when I was engaging you in a conversation. And I was saying something to the effect of, you know, I know the Red Sox are going to win the World Series because you don't like baseball this year.
And I'm sitting here, and is it, oh, but don't forget the fight we almost had.
Yes.
Because I made the heinous mistake of taking the window seat. You know what? Can I tell you something? We worked together for 10 years. You and I almost like freaking man and wife.
Whoa! Wow! It's an 18-wheeler out front.
Mike, it's a huge beer truck, and it's all for you! Come on, drink it right now in front of us. Drink it all!
Don't want to have any today, Don.
Don't think I can.
I don't think I can handle it.
We are like Archie and Edith Bunker when we travel together.
All right.
We get on the plane, and I sit down in my seat, and Mike is just standing there looking at me with his big puppy dog's eyes, and I go, what? What did I do? And he said, you know I like the window.
I have a set routine. My routine is that I want the window seat and that I try to get as much medicine into my body as is humanly possible before we take off.
You got the medicine in, so the plane...
I succeeded in that quest.
The plane takes off. Let me say you were over-medicated last night.
I would like to thank...
As a matter of fact, you know when I knew you were over-medicated?
When was that?
I'm jumping way ahead.
Yes?
But when we were in the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport...
Right.
And in the middle of the walkway, you got into the fetal position in the middle of the floor. Now, I am not lying, am I?
As we were walking.
As we were walking, Mike just stopped.
It was time for a rest, Don.
Rolled himself into a ball.
I thought that it was time for a rest, and that seemed like a logical place to park it for a second.
So Mike starts this spiel with me about the Red Sox winning the World Series, and I know that he's bombed out of his mind. I am, at this point, just waiting for dinner to be over so that I can pretend that I'm going to go to sleep.
Oh, I'm such a chatty Kathy. I could just talk your ear off the whole way to Dallas. I'd also like to thank Aida, the bartender at the National Airport Lounge.
Oh, you liked her plenty, didn't you?
She was a professional.
She mixed a mean drink for you.
She was a pro. She took pride in her work, and I thought, I think she just deserves acknowledgement at this point.
So Mike, at this point, is gone. He has switched from vodka tonics, I think he switched over to wine.
A big mistake, a major mistake. I realize at this point that I should not have done that. I don't think this is appropriate behavior, but I did it, and I regret it.
Excuse me, we'd like to say hello to News Channel 3.
Oh, News Channel 3 is here.
Now, how many of your anchor people have appeared in porno movies, sir? How many of your anchors have been in pornos?
No, not me.
Are you going to put on that
I
big light?
Kalen.
You mean they didn't even send a reporter down? Channel 3 just sent a lonely cameraman, that's it?
Well, you know, I don't think myself as lonely, but...
No, I didn't say lonely, I said lonely.
Lonely.
Although, I mean, you know, Veronica, you may be lonely. Are you lonely?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Man, no reporter from Channel 3. Boo!
Come on, guys.
Excuse me again. It says, Don and Mike, this is a present from Wichita, Kansas, and there is a woman in front of us who is wearing a very small bikini, Mike.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Oh, a little moon.
somebody's Harry Valentine. And I believe she has a pierced nipple. Is that correct?
A belly button.
A belly button. I was thinking about your nipples and looking at your belly button. And that's exactly what I was doing just now.
Incidentally, I was thinking about her belly button, but looking at her nipples. What is your name?
Angie.
Hello, Angie.
So let's say you're more sexy in person than you are on the radio.
Oh, thank you, Angie.
And I'm just looking for, like, the infamous Packer Boo to head its way, so there you go.
The infamous what?
Packer Boo.
Oh, I think he's right here. He's Buzz's father.
Hey, would you please sit down. You're standing up a little too high for me.
Would you sit on his lap so we can get a picture taken you?
Yeah, there we go. All right. Buzz's dad having the happiest day of his life.
There you go. Yeah, get in that picture, Buzz. That'll be a good Christmas card.
The Burbank family Christmas.
Brings back memories of WW2, huh, my friend?
Korea. Way to go.
Oh,
for those who serve.
With the babes wear in suit. And what was it? She just comes up, takes off her bikini, and then walks away. That's it?
She didn't take it off, though. She just took her little little jacket off.
Well, she pulled down her pants, though.
yes, she did.
Like the Copper Tone Girl.
She pulled down her pants, and then she was gone.
Okay, so where was I in the story about you? I know where I am.
Yes.
Well, no, what were you going to say?
I was just saying, do you know what this crowd's going to be like when we sign off?
Frankly, Mike, I don't want to think about that. I think they're already there right now.
I think they are, too.
I don't think there's a big difference between 4:30 and 7 o'clock here.
They know how to have fun in Wichita, that's for sure.
Or should I say, 3:30 and 6 o'clock. That's right. So, at this point, we're still on the airplane. Mike is very happy. He's wanting to talk to me a lot. We got done with the dinner, and I leaned back, and I pretended like I was going to go to sleep. Fortunately, you take the hint.
Yes.
You get up and you leave and you're gone for the rest of the flight.
I went to visit Sherry and Buzz.
That's right. It was not until we landed in Dallas that I heard about the show that you put on for them. Now, why is it that when you're with me, when you're sitting with me up in the front part of the plane, all you want to do is let me tell you something about the Boston Red Sox.
Because I love my Boston Red Sox, and that's why I wanted to talk about them.
How come when you go back with Sherry and Buzz, you talk about some guy you want to shoot, and you punch the seat in front of you?
I didn't like him. and I thought that he was giving me a dirty look, even though he was facing in the other direction.
His back was to you.
It was a part of the evening that I am not proud of, and his back was facing me, and I poked his chair, and I shoved his chair forward, and I think I whispered to Sherry something like, I was going to, wouldn't it be funny if somebody murdered the man?
No, you didn't whisper it, Mike. You said it loudly.
Really?
If you had a 9mm, you'd like to shoot it at him, not really kill him.
God.
Just have it hit his arm and go through his lung.
Oh, dear.
And then he got up.
And then he left.
Yeah, he left.
And what was the game that we played?
We played Truth or Dare.
Right. Truth or Dare.
You guys played Truth or Dare.
With Buzz and Sherry.
I did.
Sorry, I found out the person at the radio station that Sherry most wants to kill.
Yeah, and
I'm not going to reveal that.
I'm going to tell
that little long story.
Is he sitting at this table right now?
No, he's not sitting at this table.
All right.
No, she's in the clear on that one, but we had a nice game of truth or dare.
Mike wanted to come in and sit with us. The whole plane was practically empty, and I said, do you want to sit across the aisle, Mike? And he said, no. So we all crammed into one row together and just played a game.
Fun, huh, Buzz?
Yeah. On an otherwise empty plane, we all crowded into one row.
Well, I'm sorry. I was bored.
I was bored,
and I thought that we'd have a little fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's very,
workmates, and we'd have a little
camaraderie and all that.
And we did, and it was very nice.
I mean, I enjoyed myself, and then I knew when the time was over, and I went back to the seat, and you really were sleeping at that point.
I was sleeping by, I was an hour and a half later, and I truly was sleeping by the time you worked your way back up front.
But I enjoyed our little game of truth or dare.
We had a wonderful time, and then we played the punch game where Mike got to punch the seat in front of us.
What's going on here?
I don't know, Mike.
Something, we've lost the crowd again.
OJ is guilty.
How do we go? We're talking about you put on a show on the. Listen, I agree with you, okay? Guilty, he's guilty of sin. I agree with you.
We go from a drunken story on a plane to mob justice in the blink of an eye.
Hold on. Everybody, repeat after me now. Repeat after me. Wheel of Fortune. Here's another one. Dodge. Cordoba.
right, let's try one more. Filet. Oh. Fish. Okay. My name's Forrest. Forrest, Forrest Gump.
Life is dark like a box of chocolate.
They couldn't repeat that one.
All right. I lost it. Well, I don't know. Yes, you're right. OJ is guilty. OJ is absolutely guilty.
So where were we?
Now I lost. Now I lost my place in the story from last night.
Well, I played Truth or Dare with Sherry and Buzz, and I came back to the seat for landing.
So we arrive in Dallas. As we get off the airplane, not only you were so happy.
Yes.
On more than one occasion. Do you remember they had those moving, like the Jetsons things, the moving escalators?
Sidewalks. Yeah, I love sidewalks. I love those things.
You are the only guy I know who could almost kill himself on a moving sidewalk.
When I hit the little poster.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. I don't think it's very fair that next to those moving sliding escalators, they have the little posters that jut out, the frames that jut out.
You're not supposed to be riding on the railing, though.
Yeah, I know that. Okay, I was wrong. I was wrong again.
So, and then when there was a real escalator, you sat down right in the middle of the escalator, wouldn't let anybody by.
That's true. Well, it was just you guys in back of me, though, wasn't it?
No, there was other people.
Oh, dear, I didn't know that.
There were lots of other people.
Oh, my.
Then we're trying to find our gate, and at one point, Mike rolls up in a ball, I swear to God, rolls up in a ball on the ground into the fetal position.
That airport is too big. There's too much distance to cover. I needed a rest.
And then came the ladies.
Yes.
There were these
corn-fed.
There were these, yes, very corn-fed ladies.
Corn-fed Southern Belle.
Who you had, so I'm doing a radio show.
We're
doing a radio show. A tattooed man is holding up something.
What is he?
What, sir?
Hi. Okay, listen, at 4:30 this morning, I was baking bread, and there were a bunch of Don and Mike people out there at 4:30 in the damn rain. And if I remember right, I sold them coffee and cinnamon rolls because they were your dedicated fans.
And you're from Delano's
Bakery? So on behalf of Delano Bakery, here you go, buddy. Yay!
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
Thanks. We'll see you sometime.
Is that a scorpion tattoo that you have on your wrist?
This one, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And my chest is covered.
Wow.
My back is covered.
All right.
I don't want to see that.
We didn't need that one.
He's got tattoos all over him.
Enjoy the food. Come see us sometime, all right?
We sure will. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Telling a story is sure a chore today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, I'm just getting to the best part where you were laying in the fetal position.
Yeah, in the...
And you tried to pick up the corn-fed ladies.
Yeah, the corn-fed ladies who... the one lady who I had a nice conversation with, the lady with the purple shirt, purple T-shirt.
We got to do a break. We'll come back. We'll finish the story. Because the best part of the story is when we went to the wrong hotel.
Oh, God.
That is the best part of the story. We will be right back from Wichita, Kansas. I think we are agreed that O.J. is guilty.
O.J. is guilty.
More show right after this.
I wonder if this crowd needs goosing. I don't think they need goosing.
I hope it. She's talking to the guy from the newspaper. We'll get him on in our next break.
All right.
I was just led back to the bathroom, the super secret bathroom. And we get back and we say, listen, we only have a couple of minutes, and there's only one John.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy says, our security guy says, well, you two guys can go together, me and Daryl.
Oh, wow.
Me and Daryl, so...
You know how Daryl likes to cross streams.
I had a good time in the bathroom with Daryl.
Really? You guys play show and tell?
Been a long time, Daryl. Not since Minneapolis, my friend.
That's true. I didn't get to go, though. So I bolted back here. So I get to go next break.
Daryl and Don in the men's room playing sword fight.
I was. Did you hear me? I was waiting. I said, Daryl, I can't hold it anymore.
No, I was already gone. I'm sorry.
Come on in.
Next break.
Okay, now. I'll see if I can work it up for the next. I'll see if I can fill my bladder.
All right.
And we can go to the bathroom together next time.
You got it.
About our trip. We're almost done.
Yes.
We're in Dallas. Mike's in the fetal position. We take the puddle jumper, the plane with the propellers, from Dallas to Wichita.
Even though it was a puddle jumper, it was a pretty nice flight.
Yep, things were fine. We get off. I got to tell you,
not only are we blown away by the fact that we've had thousands of people here today to greet us, but last night when we arrived at the airport, Wichita time, 12:30 in the morning.
Unbelievable.
There's a group of 50 people there with signs.
We can't tell you how that made us feel.
Are you one of those guys?
Yeah.
Are you one of the guys who did that?
I remember you. That's right.
Hey, hi. What's your name, my friend?
Paul. They call me Taco.
Now, you're the guy that had the sign last night, right?
Yeah.
Really, thank you very much for coming out there. We really appreciate it.
It was wonderful to see all those people at the airport.
I got a present for you.
In the middle of the night.
A present?
It's
in a paper bag, Don.
What is it?
I don't know what it is.
It's called Sexual Oddities.
Standing this close to him, I hope it's a breath mint.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's a videotape, Mike. Sexual Oddities. Well, I think I got my material for tonight. I don't think I'll be able to get it with you guys tonight.
Just you and the PD-119 and Sexual Oddities. No problem at all.
Hey, can I say hi to a couple people?
Sure.
I want to say hi to Alan Austin, my buddy up there. I want to say hi to Stacy Krager, who's up there. And I want to thank Don and Mike for coming to Wichita, because they are truly the radio gods.
Oh, very nice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
He's happy to be here. Taco is a happy man.
Thank you very much.
Taco is bad.
Taco is bad.
Did you get a whiff of Taco's breath?
Yes, Taco. Yeah, that's certainly not incense, Taco.
So, wow. So these guys, there's a group of 50 people at the airport. Things could not be better. We think, wow, things are great. They've got a real limousine for us. Now, normally, we're used to when we get off the plane in one of these cities, it's catch as catch can. I mean, we rent a car, we get a taxi.
Yeah, we're used to guys like Taco picking us up in a Gremlin.
We get in this limo, this beautiful limo, and we go to the hotel. Now, by our time, it's 2:15 in the morning. It was 1:15 y'all's time. We get to the hotel, a Marriott hotel, I might mention. We get there, we get to the front desk, and the guy says to us, I am sorry, the hotel is overbooked.
Your rooms are gone. We say we have five people.
There are five people in our party. We need to get our rooms. The guy said, the guy running us, a super attitude, this guy was such a dick, this guy at the Marriott Hotel. What was his name?
Saul.
Saul was his name.
Yeah, it was Saul.
Saul the Pineapple. That's why he was a Hawaiian guy. That's all I know
Saul
about him.
Saul Kamanawanalea, something like that.
Yeah, because he had on his name tag, he was from Hawaii.
Yeah.
This guy, well, to make a long story short, we put on the biggest baby-like show that you have ever seen.
You have never witnessed a prima donna tantrum like we threw last night. I mean, we went, this is, you know, it's approaching 3:00 in the morning. We are exhausted. We want a room. This guy is basically looking at us and going, we sold all the rooms. T-S.
Now, we are going, we do a radio show. We demand to have our rooms. I will talk about you on the radio. You're nothing. You hear me? You're nothing. And Mike is screaming, and what's the name of the food and beverage manager? And what's the name of the food and beverage manager?
I want to know, who's your regional manager? Where's your regional manager? When does he come into town? And this is before what I will refer to as the great abandonment.
No, here's exactly
this
what happened.
This is abandonment like you would not believe.
Well, what happens is we find out, now we have yelled at this guy, and I want to just say, before we say that we were wrong,
yes,
the guy at the Marriott was also wrong, because somehow they had reservations for us there, and our rooms weren't there. And what happened to the old thought that the customer is always right?
Yeah, even if the customer's had 16 bottles of wine and is screaming at the top of his lungs.
Still, the customer's right.
Yeah, and we were furious, and the guy was just looking at us going, well, I don't care. I simply don't care. You are screwed.
Don't have any. And you want to know why there's no rooms at Wichita? Because there's a freaking AARP convention here. All these old farts. No offense, Mr. Brooks. all these senior citizens have taken every hotel room in town.
That's right.
So now the guy is saying to us, listen, you got to just get out of my hotel. I don't have rooms. I'm not going to take this abuse. Get out. You can threaten me all you want with this radio stuff. Then the phone rings. The phone rings.
By this time, we're out in the cab. We're in the cab getting ready to just to explore Wichita and make other arrangements, and it's approaching 3 a.m.
The phone rings, and it's the guy from KQAM from our radio station.
Gunther, whatever his name. Gunther, yes.
He says,
all right.
Dieter.
Dieter Irwin PD.
He says, guys, where are you? You left the airport an hour ago. I am at your hotel. And immediately, I say, what? I'm at the hotel. I'm still all charged up. They don't have our rooms. We're going to make mincemeat of this guy. Marriott sucks. And the guy says, guys, you are at the wrong hotel.
Yeah, I get on the phone. I get on the phone with him, and he says, we're waiting for you at the hotel where all your rooms are.
No.
You're at the wrong hotel.
Now, at this point, understand there are two things that have happened. First off, we are wrong. But second, the guy at the Marriott's still wrong because he's got reservations for us there and they don't have any rooms for us.
But nonetheless, with the show, with the prima donna show that we have been putting on, specifically I have been putting on, screaming at this guy, as I realize we have got hotel rooms that have been booked for us, I am beginning to realize that I am going to have to eat an S sandwich like I would not believe.
And it is at this moment that everybody else gets out, and we leave Mike in there alone.
I'm sitting there going, well, I have to apologize to this guy because I've been screaming about, where's your regional manager? I don't want to talk to the person in charge. You have your headquarters in Washington, don't you? And then I realize that we have hotel rooms. I am going to have to apologize. And I turn to my left
to
look for my partner, and he is gone.
He has run away. And you know how I knew that Mike was really having to take it up the butt? Because Mike was walking backwards like this.
I realized we had a tantrum. I'm so sorry. I realized I called you a-holes. I know I've used terrible language. I realized you called security down here. We're going now. We have hotel rooms. Adieu. Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.
But I would just like to say, even though we were booked in another hotel,
that's right,
the radio station had also booked us in this Marriott.
And that's where the confusion started.
And when we did arrive at the Marriott,
right,
they should have had rooms for us.
Yeah, and Saul Macadamia Nut was, was really not cooperative.
So then we leave. We get out of there. We get into the cab, and we're driving. And the cab is now 3:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
The cab driver is going 10 miles an hour.
He's from Maryland. He's from Frederick, right, Maryland.
We say to him, can't you go a little faster? And he says, it's my first night on the job.
Oh, no. We tell him what hotel we're staying at. He says to us, you better not go outside. All they have is hookers and gang members. You'll get shot.
So we finally get to the hotel. We ended up checking in like at 3:30, quarter till 4 in the morning.
Oh, wow. Right.
We couldn't be happy with the accommodations once we finally got to the accommodations.
It's a very nice place. We're very happy to be here.
And then it was about, I guess, 4:15 in the morning. I finally settled down. I get into bed. And that's when it sounded like the roof of the entire hotel was going to blow off.
We had a bit of a storm here last night.
Now, I know all the time you hear about golf ball-sized hail.
Yeah. See, they here out in Kansas, don't they applaud weather out here? They love the weather out here.
Sure. It was gonad-sized hail. Big old gonad-sized hail that was coming down last night in Wichita. And the wind's blowing, and I turn on the TV, and I'm looking for some information. And they've got tornado warning, exclamation point, seek cover, exclamation point.
Right.
Could be dangerous, exclamation point.
This is why you should be a weatherman. I'd like to see you as a national weatherman. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got some gonad-sized hail that's coming through the area.
It was, Mike. I don't know about yours, but as far as mine goes, it was gonad-sized hail. So the weather finally cleared out then, and as Daryl reported, 85 tornadoes last night in the greater Kansas area.
But Daryl, of course, frequenting every strip joint in Wichita, where it's always a pleasant 75 degrees.
And where there's also, incidentally, gonad-sized hail.
Daryl Hail.
But you, my friend, you are the worst I've ever seen you on this trip out here.
Thank you very much.
But I've also got to tell you this. It sure does make a 7-hour trip a lot of fun.
You know, and the thing about it is once the flight was over, I felt great. I was very happy that we had landed, and, I didn't have to worry about that fear. Right? And that's the whole idea, is just to eliminate my fear, and I successfully did that.
Yes, you did. Well, would you like a delicious piece of strudel?
No, I'm afraid if I do that, I'll throw up right here.
I thought so.
All right.
Before we break, and then is this the guy from the newspaper right here, the reporter? All right, we'll get him on. Sir, I don't know if your column is as well read in the Wichita Eagle as Mr. Old Towns in the Old Town Gazette. What is this, a handout newspaper? This is a free paper?
Right.
Well, we got a nice plug in here.
He looks like my friend Gary Grosser, the itchy eye.
If you are an afternoon listener to Wichita's KQAM, you are aware that Don and Mike, along with news guy Buzz Burbank, an old Wichitan, are coming to our thriving metropolis on the same day. They will be at the off-the-block party. Now, are they yelling again that O.J. is guilty?
No. It's Buzz now. They're yelling for Buzz.
They love the yell. They live the yell.
And thank you for putting the strudel on top of the sexual oddities. It was getting distracted. It's very difficult to concentrate when you've got this.
upper right-hand corner. Read the print. Read the text.
Two scenes. I can't read that on the radio.
I know you can. I just wanted to see if you still have that habit of reading anything that's put in front of you.
You know what? I'm starved. Just look at the sexual oddities, man.
Oh, my.
Give me some of this.
You know what? Watch that. Scroll down.
Oh, yeah, Mike.
Nice glass of milk. There you go.
Man, oh, man.
You can eat and read that. That's you're a better man than I am.
Our hardcore guarantee. We guarantee that this erotic movie contains every scene, every actor, every sex act, exactly as it's shown in the pictures printed on this box.
What a country.
Do not be misled by our unscrupulous competition that will put any picture on their box, regardless of whether they actually appear in the video. You get what you see, guaranteed. Keyhole video.
I guarantee.
Erotic oddities.
Wow.
Those great scrutles.
Oh, it's a good day.
That's good.
A pleasant afternoon.
That's good. Well, the guy in the paper gave us a nice little plug there, Mr. Old Town.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Quick commercial break. We'll talk to the guy from the real newspaper. All right, right after this, please stay with us. We'll be right back. I got to think it was like being the Beatles.
Man, I think this. This is terrific. I really do.
But that's what my wife just said to me. I just called home and I said, hey, have you heard this? And she said, do not bother coming home. And I said, why? And she said, because you are going to think that you are Paul McCartney now.
She said, it's going to be difficult to fit in the door.
Are you guys really being treated like it sounds? And I said, yes, you wouldn't believe it. These people love our show.
This is great. I just wish I could appreciate it a little bit more. If I didn't have this hangover, I'd be really enjoying myself.
We're live at Heroes in Wichita, Kansas. We've got a live phone stand coming up in the next hour where everybody in the crowd will actually come up and say hi like they would if they were calling in.
Usually the most interesting part of the program.
Also, the fun tones are here, guys. Can we have another song next hour? Yeah, sure. All right, maybe they do that Mr. Marconi thing again.
I only wish Dennis Murphy could be here, Don.
The wireless remote. We'll take the wireless microphones and go all over the place, including across the street. You know, the guy that we were talking about, Mr. Old Town, he's on top of the roof on the building behind us, Mike.
Wow.
Hello, Mr. Old Town. See the guy with his fist in the air?
Oh, yeah. He looks exactly like my buddy Gary.
How you doing? All right. Hey, how you doing?
But now,
hey, how you doing?
What's up?
I was just trying to see whether I was just checking to see if he was flipping us off or not. I wasn't sure.
Let's bring the reporter. Now, this guy is from the Wichita Eagle, which is the big daily newspaper in Wichita, Kansas. 50 cents, incidentally, at your local newsstand.
Hey, that's a little pricey, isn't it?
As much as USA Today, and I noticed no color pictures in the Wichita Eagle. What's your name, sir?
Lonnie Kreider.
Hi, Lonnie. You're all full of piss and vinegar, aren't you?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Very nice meeting you, sir.
Lonnie, what do you do? How long have you been writing for the Wichita Eagle?
I've been here nearly 27 years, not writing all that time.
Yeah.
Do you use the paper for your personal opinions, personal vendettas, or anything like that, or are you a strictly objective reporter?
Always vendettas.
Always been what?
Always vendettas.
Always vendettas.
Vendetta reporter.
We're certainly excited about that.
All right, we're ready for it then. Are you a beat reporter, a feature reporter? Do you have a column?
Not exactly. I work on something called the Leisure Team.
Leisure Team.
So you make your own hours, you write a story when you feel like it, that's about it.
And coincidentally, do you live in a place called Leisure World?
No.
How many years till retirement, my friend?
We may be real soon.
You know what? Maybe those guys from the TV station wouldn't fight. Maybe you and Buzz's dad will take your shirts off and duke it out for us. Are a couple of old guys fighting out today?
My money's on Buzz's dad.
You know, he's a decorated Korean War veteran, Buzz Burbank's dad.
There you go, right there.
Hey, marvelous, right there.
All right.
All right, go ahead. Interview us. Ask us questions.
Okay. I talked to a lot of your fans before you ever got here. And,
yeah.
A number of them said, you know, you have to see Sherry Liqueur.
And Sherry Liqueur, yes.
Sherry Liqueur, that's right. Sherry Creme de Menthe.
So I wanted to know, exactly what makes her so popular.
Can I tell you a little hint when you're interviewing us?
Don't lead off with a question about Sherry. Ask us questions about us.
Oh, this is going so well. Okay.
Well, I did have just one more about Sherry. Is that with a...
Well, no, you know what? This is no offense to Sherry. If you were interviewing Johnny Carson, would you say to him, "That's Tommy Newsom"? Damn it, he's a great drummer. Tell me about Tommy Newsom. Ask me about me. Come on, interview me. I live to be interviewed.
As you can tell, Don is an easy interview subject.
Do you think this crowd here today, does this answer fans pretty well? Is this typical of your radio audience?
Yes.
You can see them. They're all right here. They're well represented. We have great fans.
They're everyday people. You turn and you look. I see black. I see white. I see yellow. I see red. I see fat. I see skinny. I see old. I see young.
Now, you asked a question, and then Don answered it, and then I noticed you went to your pad, and you just like drew a straight line, a squiggly. Are you just doodling or what? Are you really a reporter, or are you just somebody that's getting your kicks looking at Sherry right now?
I hate you a lot.
I am trying to be a reporter.
All right.
Sorry, I'm only kidding. Ask anything you like about
Sherry. Serious question.
Serious? Yes, serious. This is a perfect environment for serious conversation.
Yes, sir. Indeed. What's the most ridiculous thing you've ever done on the radio?
Be interviewed by this old fart from Wichita.
He's not writing that down.
No, you know what? Here's all I'll give you. See if you print this in the newspaper. The marshmallow races. Anybody ever heard that on the best of the marshmallow races? We had a contest one day. Oh, you'll want to print this in your paper.
I'm afraid I've heard about that.
We had a contest where people put marshmallows in their butt.
Yeah.
And they had to run 100 yards. And then they had to take them off.
And eat them.
Take the marshmallows out and eat them.
And the lady that won, was it a speed? Was it a speed factor that won the race, or was it the dirtiest marshmallow?
I don't know. Was that it, the dirtiest, Diana?
It was the dirtiest marshmallow, and that one lady with the completely like orange marshmallow won.
She ate somebody else's marshmallow. Yeah.
She just enjoyed that.
Yeah, you had to eat somebody else's. And you know that my kid at the time was like 6. He's now 10, and that's all he wants to do. I told him he cannot eat a marshmallow out of somebody's butt till he's 18.
That's right.
And he says to me all the time, "Oh, I'm sorry. Look, we've disgusted the strippers." Now you know you hit a dirt low when the girls from Jezebels are grossed out by what we're talking about.
I can't believe they're talking about eating marshmallows out of somebody's butt. That's the most disgusting thing.
But really, it's a summertime game. It usually works best when the temperature is well above 90 degrees.
A very hot day.
Absolutely. Is that where you get marshmallow fluff?
Was that the winner or the loser that got to eat that?
Was the winner.
Yeah, the winner.
That was the winner.
She was a little bit of a thing, too, about 4 foot tall. Yeah.
Wide as a house, though.
She was terrific. She ate. She would have eaten everybody's marshmallows.
For nothing.
For absolutely free. That's right.
What's your next question there?
So,
something you might want to try tonight. You know, it's a lot of fun. Recreation. You know, the marshmallows. Just buy yourself a bag on the way home.
Ah, the marshmallows.
Absolutely.
Change your bald spot.
All right.
So, are you guys, it seems like you're having a lot of fun here today.
Yes, we are.
You are a very, very deductive reporter. I applaud you, sir.
Right there.
Nothing gets by you.
Would you like a strudel or a Danish?
Huh? You know what? Where's my video? You know what? I'd love to give you. There you go. Listen, with my best wishes, I want you to take this home tonight. Erotic Oddities. With my best wishes. You put that on the VCR. See if things don't start happening around there.
Yeah.
Put that on page 3. Mm-hmm. All right.
I think I've seen this one.
Oh, give him credit. Yeah. Touché.
Touché.
Touché to the old timer.
Stock one up for the reporter. Right, he wants that out of his hands. Here's a man that wants it in his hands. Okay?
Harold. That's the first place I go. Is there any way I could cut out a little early and buy a VCR?
Get long, luscious blonde hair.
You can buy real cheap ones. I could get one here and reimburse. The company would reimburse me.
I was really curious about one thing that I heard about and hadn't had explained about. I think it was dialing for transvestites?
Yes, we have a guy who works on our show back at home. His name is Benedict Arnold, and we dress him up. He is 6'3". How much does he weigh, Ben?
400 pounds.
We dress him up in a dress and a wig and high-heeled shoes, and he calls 1-900 numbers to meet other transvestites.
All right, you're still not writing anything down. Are you going to get back to wherever you write this stuff and simply create a story?
Listen, I tell you what, why don't you ask the questions about Sherry? Go ahead. Something tells me that's what you really wanted to find out about. She is quite the beauteous creature. Go ahead. Ask her anything you like.
Well, I want to...
Are you all right? Do we need to call the paramedics or something like that?
Play with a C or an S.
Oh, Jesus.
I suppose that's your real name.
That's my real name, yeah.
Listen, that's the first... We've been sitting here giving him 20 minutes of great quotes. He's been drawing stick figures. Sherry says how to spell her name, and he's writing it down.
Yeah, and you know, when he gets a spare moment with Sherry, about 5 minutes from now, it's going to be,
Sherry, you want to take a bath with me?
Hey!
I want to bathe you, Sherry. I want to bathe you.
Clean me!
Clean me up. I'm unwashed. Clean me up now, please. Please bathe me. I've got the sponges.
All right. Oh, my God.
So this is going well, right?
It really is. So where are you guys from originally? Or?
Hey, did you ever interview Abraham Lincoln?
No.
He is unflappable. I will give this reporter credit. He is totally unflappable. All right. Do you really want us to answer those?
We are from hell.
Why not?
We are from hell.
From hell.
Hell. Yeah. We are from hell. Yes. Satan's truth.
That's what several listeners think when they write into the show.
What's your next question?
You're from hell. Yes.
You can find out all the boring stuff in our biographies. This is where you're supposed to ask it. Don't you ever watch like Barbara Walters, Larry King? Good interviewers. Not that Larry King's a good interviewer. You know his marriage is off. Did you know that?
He canceled his marriage?
I think she canceled it, didn't she?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
It's off.
Yeah, it's
off. Hallelujah, Larry King blows another one.
Okay. All right.
Sherry, I want you to bathe me. Please, God, just get a little towel. A little towelette. Rubber ducky, you're the one. I have a small tub, but we can both fit in it. Oh, she touched you.
Yes, she did.
She touched you.
Oh, she's rubbing you now, sir.
There's a tree growing in the forest. Is this normal abuse of your co-worker?
We're abusing you.
Well, no, but...
No, we love her.
All right, so what's your question? Have we answered any of your questions?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like I'm getting where I want to go. But,
oh, yeah.
Hey, when you get in your car tonight, will you be able to find your way home?
More than likely.
Unflappable.
Yes.
He answers every question we ask him, no matter how abusive, and he's unflappable. That's terrific. All right, last question. We're busy men. As you can see, we got a lot of important stuff to do here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you think most of this crowd's sober today?
No. That's the first question I wanted to answer.
No, absolutely not.
No. Now get to the real question. Will Sherry Licker bathe you? Hell no.
Oh, there you go. Hell no, they're not.
Right.
What was it like to interview Ulysses S. Grant? Was he a tough interview?
When he was dead, especially.
When he was dead. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, did you enjoy the experience?
What?
Did you enjoy the experience of interviewing us?
I really have.
You have. That's wonderful.
Terrific.
Yes. All right. And will this be featured in your column tomorrow? Or whatever you have?
It certainly will.
Any obituaries or anything like that?
It's never been.
All right.
I don't know if I can write anything I've talked about here. But,
okay.
Hey, listen, a pleasure meeting you.
Very nice meeting you.
Let me shake your hand. Hey, a firm handshake for a guy who's...
Thank you very much. Wow. Strong like bull. Thank you.
He's one step away from a dirt nap himself.
I might be seeing him in the obits pretty soon. He's going to get back
He's going to write the worst thing we've ever written. He's going to just tear us apart.
Yes, you see that look in your...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll get my revenge tomorrow.
Yeah, read about it tomorrow when he gets his revenge.
I'll get my revenge tomorrow, smart guy.
Okay. Yeah, you guys have fun with me, but wait till I get to my computer terminal. All right.
What are you doing, sir? What are you pointing at now? You want this videotape? You want what?
He's talking to Daryl right now. He's asking
Daryl.
Were they serious about giving Sherry Licker a bath?
No, he wants a videotape. He wants a sexual oddity tape from Daryl. That's what he wants.
I think we should give it to him.
Yeah, let him have it, Daryl.
Give it to him.
Yeah, let him have it.
Oh, he doesn't want it?
No, he wants it. Trust me, he wants it.
Please, give it to him.
Give it to him now, Daryl.
Give it to him, Daryl.
Give it to him, Daryl.
I don't get that on my rabbit ears.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, old Buzz is just...
Oh,
Buzz is stepmom. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Too bad your mom wasn't here when the strippers were here, Buzz.
Oh, what a shame.
Too bad your mom has missed all the fun on today's show.
That's great.
Well, aren't you going to introduce us here?
Absolutely. This is my stepmom, Phyllis, and the wife of my dad.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
Phyllis. Phyllis, can I offer you some strudel? Strudel, Phyllis?
Really? I've been listening.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you know where that strudel's been.
All right.
So I imagine today, probably the proudest you've ever been of the curly-haired Buzz.
We're always proud of him.
But today more so than ever?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's great. You guys are going to get together a little bit later on this evening, have a nice family dinner?
That's terrific.
Glad to hear. Well, have a seat. Watch your erstwhile son at work.
All right.
The crowd is growing.
Did you get a chance to meet the Sun-Hour reporter that was here earlier?
Got him on the way out.
We got to do a break. Hey, let's start lining folks up. You know what? No, hold on. I take it back. How about another song from the Fun Tones when we come back?
Let's do it.
Guys, will you be up for one? Let's do a quick... Oh, well, half the band is shooting pool. All right, whatever, guys. We'll either get the Fun Tones or we'll start bringing people up here for the live one-on-one phone scan. We're live from Wichita. Glad that you're with us. Please stay right there. We'll be right back.
John and Mike Show.
Howdy, hi, we're back. Thank you for listening in Chico, California, ANS, in Chicago, on WJJD, and right here in Wichita, we are glad to be on KQAM.
You better believe it, we're having a great day, a great turnout, and no tornadoes yet.
No, nope. Not yet, although it feels like it. Man, there's something blowing here.
There's something. It was that reporter.
Never mind, there's something blowing here. We're at Heroes right down in Old Town Wichita here for the big Jamboree, the world's biggest flea market. Man, I can't wait to get out here and see if I can get some Elvis paraphernalia.
River Fest.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes.
Whatever. Buzz.
Wichita River Festival.
Buzz will have news in a second here and news. And it's really, Mom and Dad going to be helping you with the news at all? Much like, you know, this would be the opportunity for you
to... Oh, they don't like that idea.
This would be the chance for you to exploit your mother much the way that David Letterman exploits his mother, Buzz. You know, can I tell you something? Your mom's a lot foxier than David Letterman's mother.
Thank you. I think so, too.
Yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I might want to be invited to that dinner tonight.
That'd be a lot of fun. I think, you know, just you and the family meal.
And perhaps, you know, you and your dad slip off to share some father-son moments and take your mom out dancing or something like that.
No, I don't think so.
Wouldn't that be your worst nightmare? Me out dancing with your mother?
That is a little scary.
Meanwhile, Sherry's got a sponge bath appointment with a reporter.
That's great.
Let's do a live in-person phone scan here. We're not going to take calls. We have 2,000 people that have joined us down here on the waterfront, and we just want to get them one at a time to come up and say hi. And it's a great way to meet everybody that's been supporting our show in Wichita. You know what? If we haven't said it, thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it every day.
All right.
And thanks for the great ratings.
And this gentleman is the law professor who did the test that you had about us.
Oh, remember this? It had to be maybe a year ago, this guy. Where do you teach at, sir?
Wichita State University. Some of my students are here today.
All right. This is a guy on his final exam. What was the subject of the final exam?
It's business law, and I was the first person in the United States to have the first all Don and Mike final at a major university.
Beautiful.
And here it is.
It's great. All of the questions were about everybody on the show and all the situations on the show. Final exam, chapter 16 through 19, business law 431. Is this a new test?
This is the test that I just gave last week to my class. Every test that I gave this semester was all geared toward Don and Mike, Sherry, Buzz, Diane.
I am going to bring this home with us. We will read this on the air tomorrow.
That's right. Terrific.
We can probably sell it to the highest bidder today.
Oh, it's the actual test, right.
Hey,
right.
We can get some serious money before we go home.
I also have here, being the former mayor of the city of Wichita, I have a proclamation I'd like to read.
Are you really a former mayor?
Yes, sir. 2 years ago, former mayor of the city of Wichita.
Yeah. Wow, you can tell he's got that mayor demeanor. You know, he puts the arms out like
this
that.
This guy was your mayor? Really? What happened? Did you have a sex scandal or something? What happened?
No, no. I gave it up to devote more time to my family.
Oh, yeah.
And teach at the university.
Very admirable, my friend.
Right,
terrific.
I got the current mayor to proclamation, which I'd like to read right now.
Please do.
Whereas Don Geronimo and Michael Mayer have been on the air at Wichita on KQM since January 1994, and whereas Don and Mike, the national radio show, airs from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and whereas just over a year they have established a large audience in the Wichita market, and whereas Don and Mike mentioned daily the city of Wichita on their national radio show, and whereas Wichita native Buzz Burbank is their favorite native son, therefore, Bob Knight, Mayor of the City of Wichita, proclaims Wednesday, May 17th, 1995, as Don and Mike Day.
Got the real seal of the city.
There it is. Oh, look at this.
And I have for each of you a medallion. They wouldn't give you a key. They didn't give me a key, so you guys can have one.
Oh, hey, look. Great. It's a city of Wichita medal.
Thank you.
Wow. Someone give me a string. I want to wear this around my neck.
Thank you. Like a championship belt.
Look at it. Look at this thing, man.
Wow.
Man, is that it? Do you hear that? Look at that.
And look, it's got a little stand, so you can set it up on the little stand here.
Oh, well, that is a wonderful memory of today, and we thank you.
Thank you for coming, and please come back. Let's give him a big hand.
Oh, will you stop it, please?
You know, no offense to the guy at the bakery, but that's a lot better than the strudel.
Thank you. You know, and that's almost nicer than Keys to the City. Although it is still my dream someday to go to one of these cities where we broadcast. I mean, granted, big-ass key to the city.
Solid gold, and you just hold on to it, and it can open things.
Excuse me, Mrs. Burbank. A big butt key. And I find myself watching what I'm saying with Buzz's mom.
Yeah, mom is here. We have to behave ourselves.
Okay, who's next, Diana? Let's get someone from the left-hand side. Hey, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, it's good to see you guys.
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Brian. They call me Opie.
You got the look, my friend.
All right, Red. I'm the service manager here at Hero Sports Bar. We got two t-shirts for you.
Oh, thank
double
you.
Double extra large, radio god size.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you much.
Thank you very much. That's great from Heroes. We're
doing a lot of stuff. Thank you. And we are super glad to be at Heroes. You got a great place here. Hi, baby.
T-shirts from Mid-Cotton and Harley.
Oh, look at this. You know what? Can I tell you something? You would think...
You
would think that somebody on this show was buying a Harley Davidson with all of the motorcycle talk in there.
And you know something? I'm going to wear... No, I really do feel,
as I'm sitting here with these people, these are really our friends, for God's sake.
They're all TM, trusted friends.
You bet. Now, I'll tell you something, though. Of all the trusted friends here today, you sure scare me.
Look at and I should.
Look at the thing that he's been holding up now.
Yeah. Doesn't well, this look like, I've got this thing.
You know what this looks like? You know when someone's been kidnapped and they write a letter, but they clip out letters from different magazine articles, and they say, if you want to see your cat alive again, put $1 million. This guy has made a collage for us that looks very much like that.
Well, and I tried to duplicate the PV-119 here. But I'd like to say hello to the people that I work with, but I know they're dicks and they don't listen. So I'd like to say hello to my wife and the people at her job at Pirate's Cove. This is a collage I made. It took me a whole weekend. I hope you guys enjoy it.
And the centerpiece is Kathy Lee Gifford.
And as you can see, it's much like, look at it, it's just like the letter. If you want to see your cat alive again, it's got all kinds of different letters from different articles.
It'll take you a while. You can look at it, and it'll take you a while.
Now,
I think it might laugh.
Did you hone and refine that skill while you were incarcerated in any way?
Well, you know, bars do a funny thing to a person.
Look at, I see there's Colonel Clink, there's a clown, there's there says Buzz, there's Alex Trebek, Bob Hope, Fabio, Larry
no,
King.
Don, that's B-O-B.
Oh, big old buttload. I got you.
Big old mob, yeah.
Star Trek Voyager. There's Picard. Strung out. Glorious three-way sex. Johnny Carson. Batman.
Wow.
Hitler. I'm not sure what Hitler's doing.
Well, we talked about
Hitler bad. Tell me some honest. Geraldo, yes, it'd be a good time to mention Hitler equals bad. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Guys. Thank you. Bye-bye. Good luck with the rehab. Wow, look at this guy. He's got a lot of stuff.
There's a guy with a box. Christy's
toy box.
Hi, what? I didn't hear you. What?
This is from Christy's toy box.
Christy's toy box.
Christy's toy box. Don't give it to me from the handsome nut.
What is he like? Are you like a delivery boy?
Right, yes, I am.
So somebody sent you up here to give us this stuff? Is that right?
I'm a big fan, though.
Thank you. And these are adult toys?
Yes, they are. You're adults,
aren't they? All right. Daryl? Put those right in charge of Dan. We got to move.
Okay.
We got to go to break very fast. Thank you for all the dildos and stuff like that. What's in there? What's in there? But, oh, now look at him. Hey, look at all this science.
Wow.
Wow.
Look at all this science.
Oh, thank you, guys. Pile it all up right here. Pile it right here. Look at there's 12 cans, 24.
Hey, Don, you missed out on the super undies.
36, 48. Man, we're sitting here. We got all this stuff here that we've never seen before. But it's dietary Coke that motivates you, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't care about the dirty toys and the super undies and the big dildo. Look at this.
I got a case of dietary Coke, man.
Are you going to take it on the plane?
I'm happy. No, I'm not. Diana is. I am pleased as much. Thank you. Hey, fellas, what's your name? We got a microphone here to get
Michael.
Hi, Michael. And your friends are?
Rusty.
Hi.
Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Paul.
And?
That's it. Thank you, guys. And Opie. Thank you for the diet cherry coke. I do appreciate it.
How you doing, Radio Gods? I'd like to give you a bow. I would like to say you guys make the afternoon like no other people can and continue the great job. I'd like to say hi to Ryan, my buddy. He's out driving around in Tornado Alley out here.
All right.
And guys, keep up the great work and come back next year. Let's make it a year event.
Okay, nice to meet you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. You make the afternoons like no one else can. Well, there it is.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Oh, I just want to say thanks for coming. You guys are great. And I did pass that test that Frank just gave you.
Oh, you mean the exam?
I took the class this semester. I passed.
Oh, terrific.
We used you guys every test.
All right. Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Thanks.
Who's next? Someone from the right side. You know, what we're going to do is get someone from the right, someone from the left. We got to hurry because we're up against the clock now. Oh, look at this. More diet cherry toast.
That's right, Radio Gods.
Thank you. Look at you.
A Jamie Lee Curtis skin flick for you.
Wow.
Mother's boy.
Well, now, question, have you seen this?
Yes.
Will I be able to prove my theory that she, what has she got, Sherry? What is it, testicular?
Feminization.
It's pretty close.
Pretty close.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Pictures of Benny for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Wow.
Pictures of Benny from L.A. Law.
Thank you very much. A poster of Benny for you.
Oh, wow. Benny poster.
Wow.
Great.
You know, are you a fan of Benny?
Oh, yes, I am.
Who doesn't love Benny, Mike?
I love Benny's groupie.
I think everybody likes Benny.
And Benny's newest movie.
Oh. Vengeance Strikes Hardest in the Dark. Dark Man 2. Yeah. One of those movies that went right to video and didn't make
it's
it into the theater.
Not even on video yet.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for the gifts.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know which I want to watch first tonight. The Sensual Oddities or the Dark Man 2 thing?
Oh, it's a delicious cocktail.
Either way, I'm going to be having strudel. Let's say hi to this guy, then we got to do a break. Hello, what's your name?
Hi, Rob McDowell.
Where are you from, Rob?
Here in Wichita.
Thank you for listening to the program. We really do appreciate it.
I've got two things here for you.
Oh, you do?
One, I've got a tape that our friend Dave Dixon over here made for you.
I did.
Counselor Troy.
Oh, Deanna Troy, thank you.
And she's been said and done.
Thank you.
And number two, she was in a... how should we say, an adult movie here back in 83.
Deanna Troy, yes.
And this is a magazine from Steve Haas at Aramark Labs.
That doesn't look like it's been read very often.
That shows, it's kind of like a preview of the movie.
The pages are yellow, Doc.
Hey,
but look at this, though. Look at this Deanna Troy, totally naked.
Wow.
Definitely her.
Hey, Mrs. Burbank, would you be interested in seeing Deanna Troy from Star Trek naked?
Okay.
She can't hear you.
I can't hear you. Doc.
I said, are you enjoying the show?
Yeah, she's enjoying the show.
Oh, she's having a lot of fun.
Very much, Doc. Thank you. Thank you for the new pictures of the other toy. We got to do a quick break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. We'll continue the Love Fest from Wichita right after this. And I mean that the same way that you weren't having too much fun last night.
Are you saying that you're overloading on all this goodwill?
I think that the people are overloading on all of the good libations here at Heroes.
It's a little rowdy here in Wichita, but we're having a good time.
Yep, we're not done meeting, folks. And listen, next hour, when we take the wireless microphones out, the fun tones are going to grace us with a couple more songs next hour.
All right.
Songs incidentally about us.
Oh, boy, I don't know how we're going to make it home. Seriously, when your wife said that, I think she's absolutely right. Because this is just, this is so much fun, and our egos did not need any more inflating.
Incidentally, I'm illegally having Frida's name changed to Yoko. You know, what are they yelling now? Are you yelling OJ's guilty again? What were they yelling, Diana? Does anybody know what? Boy, they're just screaming their heads off.
I think it's a little rowdier in the back of the room today.
Listen, in the next hour, we have the wireless microphones. We're going to march down the street with our band of renegade listeners to the original establishment that did not want us.
Yeah.
Because of the kind of element that we bring.
There you go.
So that'll be next hour, so get your boots on, folks. We'll go walking. Now let's say hi to more people. We're live from Wichita. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. We love you guys.
Thank you.
We're both calling in sick, so we're going incognito. I'm Pat McGroin, and this is my best friend, Pat Maween.
Patty me.
All right. Thank you, guys.
And this box right here contains gifts.
Oh, a box with gifts? Oh. Let's open up the box with gifts.
Remember, I talked to you. We got a note.
Here we go. And it says, Dear Don and Mike, welcome to Wichita. Enclosed gifts for you guys with Sherry and Buzz. The cigars are for Mike.
Ooh.
The shirts from the world famous Cedar Saloon are for Don and Buzz, and chocolates are for Sherry.
Ah.
We love your show. We've traveled as far as Oklahoma City to see you guys. Please note, we called in sick to be here. We feel justified in doing so, and that would be, you know, the pat my groin and all that other stuff. Thank you, my friend.
And we didn't get anything for Diana. She's been great today, but she will be getting a wedding present.
That's wonderful.
Diana,
hey, when are you guys going to be in Oklahoma City? I can't get you guys there.
On the radio there, we're working on it. And Diana, I don't want you to feel left out. Here is a pen for you.
Thank you, dear.
Look at her. A ball's got a pen.
Big grin on her face. She loves it.
Thank you. Nice meeting you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, now next from the left side. Hello.
Jack Nicholson here.
Hey, it's Jack. How the hell are you guys?
No, you're not. Is this the guy? This is the guy? Hold on a second. Anybody that has listened to our show from the beginning in Wichita knows that we have the wool pulled over our eyes by this son of a bitch, right? It's you?
All right, I love nice you guys. One. You guys are the best.
All right.
That's a nice one. That's great. And he looks like Jack, too. That's great.
You got us.
Security!
Yeah, we get the last laugh. Nice to meet you.
Hey, I love you so much. I want to work for your station.
Hello?
Okay, get him off the stage.
Get him off the stage. Next, from this side, a couple of the Jezebels.
The Jezebels are here.
Jezebels, which is our premier adult club. Hi, girls.
Thank you, Mike and Danny. You guys are our favorites. But on behalf of Jezebels in Wichita, Kansas, we'd like to say we love you. Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Anything else happening?
Bye, girls.
Most of the guys in the joint were looking for a little bit more to that show.
What am I missing here? What's happening up there, Diana? Why are you...
They were chanting something that they shouldn't chant.
Oh, the crowd was?
Yeah.
It's getting progressively out of control.
God bless them. Okay, here we go. It's Bobcat Goldthwait. Hello, Bob.
We're from the Big Johnson shop. We got a couple of hats for you here, since you always make a Big Johnson reference to Mr. Bush there.
Thank you.
And this is strictly for Mike. If you have these, I'm sorry, but enjoy them. Carl Reiner, Mel Brooks, 2,000-year-old man.
Thank you very much. That's great.
Yeah, sorry.
Thank you. That's terrific, guys.
You guys know.
I've got an enormous Johnson.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you for sharing that with everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Bye-bye. Beer is food. Food is good. Nice to meet you. Next, from the right-hand side of the stage. Hi, what's your name, sir?
Don and Mike, Brett.
Hi, Brett.
My name's Brett. This is my wife, Heidi. She's coming.
Hi, Heidi.
She's taking my picture.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
Mike, I know you're a dedicated golfer. I want you to sign my golf ball.
I'd be happy to sign your ball.
Don Geronimo, I've been listening to you since I was 8 years old in Chicago.
Wow. Thank you.
I've been...
Would you like me to sign your real ball?
Yeah, I
He'll do it.
Actually, I would like Don to send that golf ball, too, but I've been listening to you since I was 8 years old, and I drive Western Kansas for a living, and... Boy, I picked you guys up. It's better than the cattle report, let me tell you.
Thank you. Thank you. And nice to meet both of you. Look at that. A nice wholesome married couple down here.
Aren't they marvelous?
Aren't they marvelous right
there?
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, guys.
You want the pen back?
Keep us happy.
There's your pen. We will thank you so much for listening.
All right, who's this? Look at these guys.
Hey, hello, fellas.
Here comes trouble.
Hey, we are two weather guys on the NBC affiliate, Channel 3. All right. Hey.
Oh, I love you.
Hey.
Hey, I love you, fellas.
The reason we're here is because our station didn't send a reporter, and we're really sorry about
that. We're aware of that fact.
But we love you guys, and we would like to invite you back next year, April or May, for a tornado bait party.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's the deal. Nice to meet you, too. And who are you?
I'm Mark Bogner. I'm the other meteorologist, one of the other guys there. And I'm the guy who put the exclamation points on the tornado warnings at 3 o'clock this morning.
Nice to meet you both.
Thank you, guys. Take it easy.
Hey, you know, can I just say something as maybe a point of reference to the Washington, D.C. TV stations who are used to having us around for 10 years?
Yeah.
We like being on the TV news.
We sure do.
And I'd like to thank all the Wichita stations for coming out today.
Nice to get a little respect for a change.
All of them. Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing just fine. This is America's Heartthrob. I'd just like to welcome you guys to the 1995 Wichita River Festival here in the great Midwest. And I'd like to say one thing.
Where the hell did you show up from? Wow.
I'd like to say one thing. You guys may be the gods of radio, but you've never dated some of the goddesses like I have, especially some of my babes from Jezebel's.
All right, get this guy off. All right, get him off. Next. Get the hook. All right, thanks. Get the hook, Diana.
All right.
Come on, who's next?
My babes from Jezebel's, God, they're great, in the basement of the science building.
Hi there.
I'm not peddling anything today.
Good.
I just want to say, hey, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
How you doing?
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Love your show.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Here we go. Here comes a big man. Hello, my friend.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Cool stuff. Tony's Pizza Service.
Oh, good.
These jackets are probably a little small for you two, but they'll probably fit Diana and Sherry and Buzz and the rest, so...
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks so much.
Well, you know, you guys get everything. They don't get anything, so.
No, I meant about the jackets not fitting. I don't mind everybody getting gifts, my friend.
Those pizzas are made in Salina, Kansas. They're served all the nation. I don't know if they're served up East Coast or not. But...
No, this jacket will fit, man. But... See, I don't care what you're talking about. I don't care about the fact that you said I wouldn't fit into the jacket.
It's a free ride for me.
I'll fit into the jacket. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All the vendors out there, listen to you guys in their trucks. Keeps our day going pretty good.
God bless you. Thank you.
We appreciate it. Oh, the motorcycles are back.
Oh, man, I love those motorcycles.
Hi from the left side of the stage. Hey, dude, sickle. Hello, Mom. Hello.
Hey, Mom, you have stains all over your T-shirt.
Hello, Mom.
Those guys are spilling beer on my shirt.
Oh, they weren't?
How you beer?
How long have you been here?
10:30 this morning.
Okay.
Is this an everyday occurrence?
You got in line.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All the guys at Aeromock Labs, they wish they could be here.
That's good speech.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Thank you very much. That was wonderful.
Get off the stage.
Wow.
We are moved. Hello. Hi. What's your name?
James Sim.
Hi, James.
I work at Cessna, and all the guys out there listening, I got them to listen to you guys.
Thank you.
I want to say, give a shout out to Whitney Cox. He's your greatest fan. He didn't try 100 times, and Charlie Broyhill won't let him on. So. I got to say, hang in there, Whitney, they'll let you on.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay, we got time for one more. Oh, this nice lady. Sure, come on up.
Oh, she's been visiting us quite a bit today.
This lady loves kissing us, doesn't she?
Yes, she does, Don.
Mwah.
Smoochie, smoochie.
I just want to say that I didn't know that you and I were going to dress alike today.
And we both have on our Super Bowl clothes, don't we?
I listen to you all the time, and I don't like the way you dug Wichita, Kansas. And,
Oh, yeah. I think they've turned on
you. Blow it out your ass.
Oh, my.
Don't dog us no more. There's a lot of listeners, and we love you.
Right.
I mean it.
Why do you look like you're ready to kick my butt? What's the problem with this lady?
Are you having...
You dog us too much. Don't dog us. We are all here.
Wait a minute. Hold on. How come during the break you're coming up and you're kissing us and telling us how much you love us? You get on the microphone, you with this
don't dog. Excuse me, I'm not from Cleveland.
She's giving you the Deborah Dean smile, too, a little bit. See that Deborah Dean smile? She's got that little...
You called it.
Okay. All right, we're not dogging you. We love Wichita. We love Wichita.
Okay. All right, she won't get the microphone up.
I want to hear you chant that 10 times.
What?
Don?
Yes?
Is this the way I was last night on the plane?
Yes. I want you to hear. I want to hear. I love Wichita. 10 times. I love Wichita. I love Wichita.
10 times. Oh, dear. Oh, now the crowd's getting sit down, bitch, is the chant that's being heard.
Oh, now she's giving them all the finger.
Oh, it's getting ugly here.
Nice. We do love Wichita. Listen, can't you take a little kidding? Can't you take a little kidding? If we didn't love Wichita, would we be here today? I don't think so.
You know, she's telling us not to dog Wichita, but she's got a smile. There she goes. Got a smile in her eyes, Don. Her eyes are smiling.
She is being led away by the security guard. Mr. and Mrs. Burbank, I'm sorry you had to see that. I apologize.
Oh, dear, it's getting ugly.
I'm not from Cleveland. You guys, stop talking Wichita. Don't talk Wichita no more.
Oh, I think there's vomiting in her future tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, where is she? Is she being taken out? Miss Yeastin's infection, 1995. Where is she at? Where are you, my yeasty baby?
Yeasty, the mascot.
Yeasty, the dog. She's not a dog. She's very pretty.
She's very nice.
She's a very pretty lady.
Oh, yeah.
I better shut up now. We got to do a break. We'll be right back. Buzz will perform the news in front of his mother and father for the first time. We'll come back. Fun tones, wireless microphones for the next break. We do love Wichita. We're glad to be here. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A crowd that needs no goosing.
No.
The crowd is starting to swell.
They are self-goosed. They are throbbing. There is one more person that we didn't want to say hello to before we get to the news corner with Buzz Burbank. Where's the lady? She called us the other day and said she was going to drive all the way from Oklahoma.
Lucille.
Lucille. Ooh. Listen, while we're waiting for Lucille to get up here, it's nice to know that I can go 3,000 miles from home and people still know what a bad driver I am. Look at a guy just gave me a custom greeting card.
Yeah.
I love the show. I open it up and it's... Oh, you know what? It's too loud in here. You can't pick it up on the microphone. It's one of these cards. You open it up, and you know, sometimes the card will play a song.
Right.
You open it up, and it's the sound of a car crash.
Wow.
Well, I heard it.
There it is.
I heard the car crash. Thanks, where's the lady from Oklahoma?
Lucille. She was right here. I have no idea.
The lady in the green dress? The lady with the big green dress on?
Lucille.
Oh, Lucille.
Wash that car, Lucille.
I could need 100 eggs.
How much time, Luke?
An hour.
What a great movie.
All right, this is the last call now.
Last call for Lucille.
No, everybody just, you know, we just got, sir, don't pick your nose. Guy right there in the blue shirt. Did you see him picking a winner? I caught him.
Did he go up to the third knuckle?
I caught him. Look at how he's giving all his friends a high five. I was picking my nose.
The one time I make contact, it's not in mine. I'm picking my nose.
Oh, man.
Welcome to Wichita, Donna Mike.
Thank you, my friend.
That is what I'm saying, welcome.
Is this a lady from Oklahoma?
No.
Oh, who are you?
She's my date tonight. Watch it, pal.
Oh, no. We're going to fight over a woman.
That's right. We're going to duke it out.
We're going to go Duke City.
Let's just cut our losses. Let's get to Buzz. When the lady from Oklahoma works her way back up front, we'll say hi to her.
All right.
Now, listen. Make this boy proud in front of his parents. David Sun from Wichita, Kansas, with the news. Here he is, Buzz.
Hello, Don and Mike, and hello, Wichita. Well, we haven't heard the name Bob Packwood for a while, but all has not been forgotten. The Senate Ethics Committee now says it'll pursue charges of sexual misconduct against the Oregon senator. A formal complaint by a panel of Republicans and Democrats listing in detail 18 instances of sexual misconduct. The panel will also investigate whether Packwood altered his diaries before he found out that Senate investigators wanted to see them. And they're looking into whether Packwood used his lawmaking clout to get clients for the businesses owned by the woman who used to be his wife.
I think it would be inappropriate for me to say anything before I have a chance to appear before the members of the committee. I haven't had a chance to appear yet.
They're not the Ten Commandments, they're ten suggestions. The Christian Coalition has come up with a 10-point proposal it calls a contract with the American family. And conservative Republicans are lining up behind it. Texas Senator Phil Graham, a candidate for president, says he'll back at least some of those suggestions.
He's going to veto our rescission bill that not only saves $16 billion of money the taxpayer doesn't have, but that begins the process of defunding federal activities where the government is deciding what is culture, what is art, and what the public should see.
House Speaker Newt Gingrich, meanwhile, promised that the Republican majority will implement the Christian Coalition's contract as soon as possible. The contract includes changes in tax policy to help families. It also includes new restrictions on abortion. Japan said it would, and it has. The Japanese government has gone to the World Trade Organization about the U.S. plans to jack up the import tax on Japanese luxury cars. Now that it's in the hands of the World Trade Organization, the U.S. and Japan have 60 days to try to settle the dispute on their own. After that, it goes to a neutral board. The U.S. says it's hiking the tariffs to get Japan to allow more U.S. cars into that country. The governor of Oklahoma says he's inclined to agree with Timothy McVeigh's lawyer. Governor Frank Keating says he also doubts reports that McVeigh's admitted bombing the federal building in Oklahoma City. And Keating says the case against McVeigh, even without a confession, is, in his words, extremely strong. McVeigh and Terry Nichols are the only people charged so far in the attack that killed 168 people. 6 hours after he was bludgeoned to death in prison, the body of Jeffrey Dahmer remains on ice in the freezer at a morgue in Wisconsin. But now that Dahmer's killer has been tried and sentenced, Dahmer's parents can now carry out his final wish to be cremated. After that, because they're divorced, Dahmer's parents will split the ashes between them, except for Dahmer's brain. That is being kept in a jar of formaldehyde at the request of his mother, so scientists can study the brain for clues to why Dahmer did what he did. The stock market was taking some losses today. The Dow was down 12.5 points. Losers led gainers by a 3-2 margin. The S&P was down a point, but NASDAQ rose over 3.5. Notes from the Buzz file in a convenient travel pack. After the sports, next.
Why would I ride around in some schlumpy car? So I drive a Geo Tracker. I'm not rich. Most economy cars look...
You're listening to the Don and Mike Show. In sports, the Boston Celtics have fired head coach Chris Ford. He was bounced today after 5 years on the job. The Celts were 35-47 this season and lost to Orlando in the first round of the playoffs. In tonight's playoff action, New York hosts Indiana. The Pacers lead that best-of-seven series 3-1. In the hockey playoffs, Chicago, Calgary, and Vancouver can wrap up their series with wins tonight. The Blackhawks play at Toronto, the Flames visit San Jose, and the Canucks host St. Louis. Andre Agassi is $2,500 lighter today. He's been fined that much for yelling at a spectator after his quarterfinal loss to Sergei Bruguera at last week's German Open. Finally, the bank teller held up at gunpoint in Fort Lauderdale, Florida this week recognized the robber as one of her old high school classmates. She may not be able to pick him out of a lineup, but she could pick him out of her high school yearbook. You've heard about guys who can sell refrigerators to Eskimos. Well, now, an American frozen food king is trying to sell pasta to Italians in Italy. Gino, of Gino's Pizza fame, says he knows it'll be a challenge, but he says he thinks Italians in Italy will like the extra sauce he uses. Gino also owns Chun King, but for now, at least, the Chinese have nothing to worry about. And the good news, there will be plenty of public toilets at next summer's Olympic Games in Atlanta, Georgia. The bad news, bring plenty of quarters. The fee is 25 cents for every 15 minutes. The odd news, homeless people will be allowed to use them free of charge to keep them from relieving themselves on the streets of Atlanta while all the tourists are in town. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show, which continues live from Wichita, Kansas, right after this.
Girlfriend is having a birthday, sir.
Girlfriend's little sister.
Your girlfriend's little sister having a birthday. Let's bring her up there. Hi, are you the birthday girl? Who is this?
I am.
Happy birthday. How old are you today?
21.
21.
Yes.
How many of you think that she really likes 16?
I think you could make a good case for that, Don.
We're gonna have
pull
to
out of the idea, Brandy.
We're gonna have to go to the expert, you know.
Right,
Daryl, you could get a job at a carnival guessing girls' ages, like the guy that guesses the height and the weight.
What do you think, Daryl? How old would she be in your guesstimation?
Well,
I understand the stuff while she's wearing her clothes, Daryl.
Yeah, that does make it a little tougher. On a good day, 18.
18?
On a good day.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Happy 18.
Are you happy now?
She's 21. All she was asking, she wants a spanking. A good spanking.
Oh,
radio God. From radio God, she would like to be treated bad.
Now, you know, when we spank girls on our show, you know when we spank girls, we use sound effects. However, if you'd like, we will really spank you.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, all
right. She really wants to be spanked.
Come right up, come right over here. There we go. There you go, I'll spank you.
All right, sure.
Now, be a good girl.
Okay.
No, you got to face that way. Face the other way. You want to take your jacket off? You better take your jacket off. Your jean jacket's in the way.
Don, you didn't bring the frying pan with you, did you?
No, I didn't, Mike. Hey, let me ask Buzz's dad. Would you like to come take a couple of swats at this girl's behind? Is your dad even listening to the show, Buzz?
I think he's watching what's going on outside.
He's watching the brawl that's transpiring in back of it.
All right, would you bend over?
All right, here we go. 21. 21.
Jack Barry.
I'm Jack Barry.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
One at a time. How about me, then you, then me, then
oh,
you?
Oh, goody. We've never done it that way before.
Well, we've never really spanked a girl's bottom either before.
Look at how delicately we're doing. All right. She's already starting to howl.
What are you screaming about? We haven't touched you.
Anticipation.
Okay. Anticipation is good.
Mrs. Burbank, you might want to turn your head for a second.
This is not going to be pretty. You know,
take a look. All
right, here we go.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, Mike, as you were saying.
There we go.
As I was saying.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
Holy moly.
Oh, it's a fun job.
My God, what a show this is. What a great group we got. Let me turn and say hello to everybody. You know, we've got an entire bar that's full of people. It's spilling out onto the street where we have another 1,000 people back here. And way up on the rooftop, I want to say hello again to everybody on the rooftop across the street. Things are so crazy, they can't get in, but they're just watching everything from their vantage point way up high.
And although a couple of tempers have flared this afternoon, most people seem to be having quite a good time once they remove the fighting people.
Now listen, this couple seems to be, relatively speaking, the most normal of all the people that are in back here in the beer garden.
That's right.
Tell us what happened.
Yes, we'd like to hear a blow-by-blow description.
What happened back here?
Yeah.
Some guy on too much testosterone. His testosterone just exploded and he just, like, flew out, you know? How do you
know
that?
Oh, dear.
Are
we rekindling now?
Yeah, no. We just wanted to know.
Oh,
what? Lady? Come here, lady. All right, come here.
All right, this lady wants to tell us what happened. And then there'll be a disagreement as to how it really happened.
Hi. What's your name?
My name's Heather.
Hello, Heather. Thanks for coming down. Now, what's the problem back here?
Well, some guys got in front of these other people.
Yeah.
And they poured water on them.
Yeah.
And they got up and got a fight and they pushed me out of the way.
Oh, my. Are you okay, Heather?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Glad to hear that.
What a wonderful story from Heather. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Heather? Do you think she's pregnant?
I don't know.
Hey, Heather, come here. I want to ask you something. I don't want you to be offended,
okay?
Are you pregnant?
Yes, I'm pregnant.
Oh,
she's pregnant.
Okay.
Good eye. Way to go, Don. You could tell. Yeah, all right.
8 months.
You are 8 months. What are you doing here if you're 8 months pregnant, for goodness sake?
I'm having fun.
There's a woman back home that's in bed right now because she's 8 months pregnant. That's my wife. You should be. Go home. Let me get the cigar smoke out of your face. what a charming laugh that is as well.
Listen, if anything happens, I'm here. I'm ready to deliver. These hands have been touched by God. I said, thanks for coming. Bye-bye. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Hey, Funtones.
Funtones.
Listen, let's get a couple more tunes. What this crowd needs is to chill out a little bit with some good music.
I'm glad that did not erupt in fisticuffs. The Funtones will calm everybody.
Hey, Funtones, how about the Mr. Marconi and then your newest hit about the shock jock edge?
Do it again?
Yeah, do both of them again. Ladies and gentlemen, live from Wichita to Funtones.
Yeah.
together. Thank you, Mr. Marconi, for inventing the radio.
Yeah, it's live in person.
I'm just thoughtful genius. There would be no Dynamite Show.
How about that cheeseburger?
They get me through the afternoon with a whole lot of laughs and music too.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Marconi, for inventing the radio.
Come on, Andy, you'll get it. Yeah.
Thank you, parents of Don and Mike and Buzz, for getting the boys to Earth.
Hey, you made the song, Buzz.
Your begotten sons,
yeah.
The radio guys of Earth. They've got a sound them off the walls. I'm glad they're dead and their balls. Thank you, parents of Don and Mike. Get the boys to work.
Yeah. Now, everybody, grab the hand of someone you like. Yeah, let's do a little dancing in here.
All right. Sway to the left, sway to the right.
Hey, now they are dancing.
The radio for putting Dynamite on the air. Shows the world you're not afraid. I bet you care to dare. Vibrator old Andy,
send us your ball. The Donnie South Elmer crazy call. Hello, what's your car?
Local radio for putting Dynamite on the air.
Okay.
And here's to you both, Don and Mike.
Here's the real part.
There really are no other.
The real serious part.
That I would ever listen to or call my radio brother.
We gotta bring these guys on the road with us.
Really? Stand alone in your own class when you say those words. Kiss my ass. Thanks again, Mr. Marconi, for inventing the radio. Do, do, do. Now, your thoughts for genius. There will be no Dynamite Show. They can't live through the afternoon.
You know, if we ever work that deal out with Fox,
that's right.
Wouldn't it be funny to have them on TV?
The house band.
Song,
the house
like
band.
That?
There you go.
You know, you guys are better than Happy Klein.
Oh, God, I remember Happy Klein.
Fernwood Tonight. Now, with their latest song, which they world debuted for us 3 hours ago.
We kind of think they'll like this one, too.
Here's a follow-up to Mr. Marconi. Is Shock Jock Itch? Oh, hold on.
Shock Jock Itch.
Shock Jock Itch.
All right.
It's the Fun Tones.
Thank you, boys. Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God.
Look, there's a guy standing on his hands on the rope across the street.
Oh, no. Everyone's performing now. Now, if he falls, that would be a ratings grabber, wouldn't it?
Hey, where are those TV cameras? Where's Channel 3?
Nice job.
I think that's the old reporter from the Eagle.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, he got his bath from Sherry.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, the Fun Tones.
We're ready.
Together, we'll do the
Eat the
Apple game right after this.
I don't care if the sun don't shine. I don't care if I lose my mind. I got no place else to go. We'll listen to the Dynamite Show.
Oh, yeah.
Buzz Burbank with sports and news. And when Sherry talks, I lose my mood. It's most fun on the radio. I love to listen to the Dynamite Show. It is new. If I went to jail and got the electric chair,
the electric chair,
I can still be laughing when they threw that switch.
Oh,
I just got a good time.
Don't
let my tongue get in there.
Shock,
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 shock.
Hey, look, they smashed themselves.
I don't care if my tongue goes black.
terrific, you guys.
The Fun Tones. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you.
Thank you. Maybe you can stand by with some musical accompaniment. When we come back from this quick commercial break, we'll play the Eat the Apple game.
All right.
Now what we need is couples. All right. You, lady, have you been waiting because you want to play this game? Is that it?
Oh,
hold on. Music starting again. Listen, come here. I'll explain the Eat the Apple game to you, and we'll see if you... Are you here with your husband today? No. Are you here with a guy today?
Listen to that
voice.
My goodness, and we've been sucking helium for a long time.
Do you represent the Lollipop Guild?
No, I have just had very many beers.
Very many beers. Well, then I think you're the perfect contestant for the Eat the Apple game.
Yeah, you should explain the game and how it works to
them. Now, listen, here's what you do. This is primarily for married couples, okay? We'll play for $100. We got a woman who sits in a chair right up here. She takes an apple. She puts the apple between her legs.
She has to hold the apple firmly between her thighs.
The apple is right against the back cave. You know what I'm saying? The man gets down on his knees in front of you and puts his face in your lap with his hands behind his neck.
Okay, I have a question. Can I pick the man?
Yes.
Yes, you can pick the man.
With his hands behind his neck, back.
I believe we have a few volunteers.
The man then eats a circle around the apple.
It's necessary for...
No, say that again.
The man has to eat a complete circle around the apple.
Do you have an apple? Do you have an apple I can demonstrate this with? I mean, not demonstrate it on her. I'll show her how to do it.
All right.
Here's the apple. Now, you put an apple like this between your legs, ladies.
Pay attention now. This is important.
Hello, my helium gal. The man eats a circle around the apple. While it's in the Batcave.
You don't want to put it in the Batcave. That might be extraordinarily painful.
You might want to do that when we put out a videotape. but for right now...
Hopefully painful. You're right, Sherry.
Yeah, okay, Sherry.
Some cases it might not be that painful.
Maybe not. Some cases you might not even feel it.
Right. They might be in there with, you know, license plates or something like that.
Other fruit. So you put the... You put the apple between your legs. The man eats a circle around it. You want to play, lady? All right, are you playing with your husband or your boyfriend? Your husband? Okay, that's one couple.
Whoever eats the circle, we'll
find you somebody.
Whoever eats the circle fastest wins the game.
Now we'll go to Daryl, who has always been our timekeeper. Daryl, our engineer, what is the best score on this? What is the record score? Ten seconds.
10 seconds.
And once again, because I want to involve them in the show, I want to ask the Burbanks if they'd like to play.
Yeah, just to be nice, would you like to play the game?
No.
Buzz.
Yeah, no.
Say
yes.
And that's the most serious look that Buzz's father has given you today.
All right, listen, we'll take the first five couples, okay? So if you want to play, come right down here to the front with Diana. We'll do the Eat the Apple game. We will be right back live. No. Pregnant women can't play. I'm sorry.
No, absolutely not.
The lady that's 8 months pregnant
no,
wants to
please,
play.
Please, no.
We will be...
Please, God, no.
You know, it's a good thing that we're leaving in 40 minutes. I got to say, there's a very good chance that this building will be totaled by the time the night is over.
I think it will be condemned.
We will be right back from Wichita. The Eat the Apple game is next. Well, I don't know who I want to talk to first. The lady who said she wants to show her pride in Wichita or the clowns. Come on, the lady wants to show her pride in Wichita.
All right.
Hi, what's your name?
Joni Darling.
What are you doing now? What is going on here?
You can't hear. She told me... She came up.
All right, well.
Oh, no. Hit the button.
Hit le button.
Remember the T word I told you? You can't say the S word either.
You can rub my boobs on, make them hard so that it...
Okay.
My God.
My goodness.
Oh, my God.
Boy, you are a fun lover, aren't you?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right.
You got the security guys taking you away now.
There you go. She simply wanted to show her pride in Wichita.
What about the clowns? You want the clowns?
After that, I don't know. I mean,
hi, clowns. How you doing?
Clowns are here.
Hi, brothers.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, clowns.
Hi, my name is Soapbox, and this is Boobo.
I'm a handsome one, yeah.
Boobo is a great clown.
You know, somehow
I
feel...
I
feel much more comfortable with a couple of clowns behind me than I do with that woman with a big gelatinous breast.
This woman was very scary, and she seemed to want you to help her cause.
Did you see that she was taking a mixed drink?
Yes.
Putting a mixed drink against her boob.
I guess it's some sort of happy hour ritual for her.
Well, hi, clowns.
Hi. Hey, you brought your suits in you so we can go party later?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you, Soapbox, you're a great clown, but Bubo?
Oh, yeah.
Bubo, you're a terrific clown.
See what it says? Bubo's button, I beat anorexia.
I'm feeling much better now. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you all for coming down. Let's get right to the Eat the Apple game. The first couple that we want to meet. Wow, there are some party people here.
This is a fun town. Wichita is one serious fun town.
They are not in this order, okay.
And your friend really showed her pride.
I just want to point out that it's been a very long day for Diana Stillman, Radio's number something producer. Diana wrote me a note that says they aren't in this order anymore. You know how you spelled aren't? A-R-N-T. They aren't in this order anymore.
They're not on Wichita no more.
Diana doing a great job. How about a round of applause for Diana?
Yeah.
Radio number something producer.
MC Modelist. MC Modelist.
All right, Diana has got our couples ready. I guess I'll ask, see if they're here first. Jenny and David. Are Jenny and David here? Hi. Step up to the Don and Mike microphones. Welcome to the Eat the Apple game.
Hi, Jenny.
Now, are you two married? How long have you been married, Jenny?
About 6 months.
Oh, newlywed.
Oh, the newlywed apple game.
Yes, sir. You'll want to put your baseball hat on like a rap star backwards. That's right. Now, you also gingerly put the apple between your wife's legs.
Diana, I think sideways would be better here for a better view.
So everybody in the club can also see.
That's right. Just turn the chair sideways.
Move her sideways.
There you go. That's easy.
All right.
No problem.
Now, what you want to do is put the apple between your wife's legs. And, ma'am, you using all of your... Using all of your thigh muscles, you want to hold the apple between the legs.
God,
what?
I'm just laughing. Buzz's parents, are you enjoying this? Hi. We're having fun.
It all it took was a lady with her boobs and now the apple between the legs.
Unbelievable.
We didn't know this is what you did.
Please, never make us come to a show again.
Okay, is the apple between your legs, my dear? Now, sir, with your hands behind your back, what you want to do is eat a circle all the way around the apple. Do you understand the concept?
The fastest time will win this, and Daryl will be keeping the clock.
All right, on your mark, get set, eat your wife's apple. Go!
Go, Daryl.
There he goes.
Oh, my.
Oh, it's a party game.
Jenny seems to be enjoying this activity.
8675309. Jenny, whoa! Hold on. Hold on now. He has come away. Daryl, what is the time before we check the apple?
13 seconds.
Give me the apple. Let me see. And
let's check the apple.
Here's how you do it. Look at that.
Yeah.
13. 13 seconds, Johnny.
13 seconds for you.
Anybody who was wondering, that's exactly how you do it.
Excellent job. That was fantastic.
Nice job. Hold on to that apple, sir. Hold on for evidence.
All right.
Hope you win the money.
The chair will be wiped off.
Let's see if Carolyn and Larry are here.
All right.
Carolyn and Larry. Are they behind me?
Carolyn and Larry?
Carolyn and Larry. Hello.
Here comes Carolyn. Here comes Larry.
Larry. Hi, guys. Are you married? Your boyfriend and girlfriend? Or
boyfriend and girlfriend?
All right. Your sister's having the 21st birthday today. Okay.
All right.
And incidentally, I'll tell you something. Our first interracial couple, making it even hotter.
This is terrific. This is going to be wonderful for the Eat the Apple game. And 13 seconds, a tough time to beat, though.
Did I hear somebody call my name? I'm hearing everybody call my name.
I think there are a lot of people shouting out your name today.
Okay, put the apple between your girlfriend's legs, Larry. Yeah, Diana, that's okay. We want to hear all of this on the air, all of the last minute specifications. What, Larry?
Don, this might be a little difficult for me since I am, of course, missing my front teeth.
You are missing. Are those false teeth?
Oh, Leon! Leon Spinks!
Hi, Leon Spinks! There we go.
I thought you might like to hear that one.
All right.
How are you going to do this with your missing front teeth?
Well, some of us acquire talents.
All right, Larry, hands behind your back. He's got his teeth out.
I think this is going to be an interesting pattern on the apple.
Practice, practice, and more practice.
Okay, hands behind your back. Good luck, Larry. Good luck, Carolyn. On your mark, get set. Eat the apple. Go! Oh, God.
Don't play too good.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
What a show.
Oh, dear.
What a day.
Oh, my.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, well. Larry is taking his time, and I don't believe Carolyn minds at all.
Larry. Eat the apple, Larry. All right,
let's see.
Come up. The time, Daryl.
That's 24 seconds.
All right, Larry, if you will hold the apple up and let us see if you indeed did eat. What, did you eat the whole apple? He had applesauce between his teeth.
Let's see the apple.
Did you eat a hole all the way around?
Check it out.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Wichita's got some quality apple eaters here.
And that was without his front teeth.
That's terrific.
Thank you, Larry. Our next couple from Wichita, also Chris and Greg.
Chris and Greg, enter and sign in, please.
Here they come. Oh, my goodness.
All right, the time to beat is 13 seconds, and we'll see if Greg has all his front teeth.
I know. Oh, yes. Oh, Diana, would you wipe off the seat, please?
Do we have any? Here, Diana, use your teeth.
There's all kinds of apple spoons there. Oh, hi, hi, Chris. How are you? Chris, hi.
Fine, how are you?
Hi, thanks for listening. Are you married?
Yeah.
It's your husband. How long have your kids been married?
5 years.
Glad to hear it. Thank you for listening. Sit down. Have a seat. Put your Budweiser beers down.
All right, here we go.
Look at Greg. He knows what to do. What was that, Chris? Well, I'm sorry, what?
We're used to this.
Do you practice at home, Chris? Is that what you do? You practice at home occasionally?
He'll say no. I say no.
All right. Put the apple in. Get it good and snug and tight in there. Inside his little nestling place. Now, remember here, Chris, you want to use thigh control to hold the apple between your legs. You've got to hold your thighs together to make sure the apple stays there in its little back cave.
And then Greg has to eat a perfect circle.
Oh. On your mark.
Yeah, whatever.
Get set. Eat the apple. Go! Oh, my goodness.
That's what third.
And now, more with America's two favorite hypocrites, John and Mike.
Howdy, hi, we're back at Heroes in Wichita, Kansas, where we have had one outstanding radio program today.
Boy, this is great. We are so glad we came out to Wichita. This has been a wonderful welcome here.
You know, we didn't get in half the stuff that we had planned. I guess we will just have to come back again.
That's right.
But before we go, let's get one last look at the news with homeboy Made Good,
native son,
right here, product of Wichita, Kansas. And I know his mom and dad couldn't be prouder today with the many body parts that have been shoved in our faces. And he's a lucky man.
The eating of the apple, the drunken riot that exploded behind us.
That's for you, Mrs. Burbank. Here is Buzz, now with the last look at the news. Hi, Buzz.
Thank you, Don and Mike, very much. Canadian officials are holding a man suspected of carrying the deadly Ebola virus on a flight from Zaire. The man was stopped at Toronto's International Airport, and he's been placed under quarantine. This native of Zaire will be held in a hospital for 3 weeks. No word on why he's suspected of having the virus. The virus has killed at least 87 people in Zaire, and that is expected to increase dramatically after an incubation period of about 3 weeks. Now, another DNA expert has backed up the prosecution theory that O.J. Simpson left a trail of blood from the bodies of Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman. Gary Sims says the test at his California Department of Justice lab matched the test done by a private lab in Maryland. Sims says blood found on the back gate at Nicole's condo also matches O.J.'s. And he says the two victims could not have contributed to that trail of blood. Commerce Secretary Ron Brown says he expects to be cleared in an investigation by an independent counsel, but he says he's disappointed that Attorney General Janet Reno wants that investigation. There have been questions about Brown's past business dealings. The White House, meanwhile, says it is not worried about the plans to set up a Whitewater Committee. The Senate ordered that so today by a vote of 96-3. President Clinton's first veto threat is drawing the wrath of House Speaker Newt Gingrich. The Georgia Republican calls it a tawdry manipulation. He accuses Clinton of playing political games and failing to negotiate in good faith. Gingrich says he's especially angry that Clinton issued his veto threat after the House and Senate negotiators had worked out an agreement on a spending cuts bill. Now, the Speaker admits the Republicans don't have the votes to override the veto, but he warns Republicans that they don't intend to offer another measure. You probably already know who's buried in Grant's tomb, but do you know who's buried in the tomb of John Wilkes Booth? The ancestors of the man who killed Abraham Lincoln are pretty sure that's John in the burial vault in Baltimore. A lot of scholars believe that as well, but there are skeptics who say Booth wasn't captured and killed after the assassination. They think he lived until 1903, when they say he took his own life in Oklahoma. As always, they suspect a government cover-up. Now, Booth's relatives are asking a Baltimore judge to let them dig up his remains to prove the skeptics wrong. More random notes from the Buzz File after the sports. Next, brought to you by Sunny Surplus. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show. In sports, it was open season on coaches today in Boston. The Celtics fired Chris Ford, and 3 hours later, the Bruins fired Brian Sutter. The Boston Red Sox slugger Jose Canseco has been placed on the 15-day disabled list with a strained groin. Dale Earnhardt's familiar black Monte Carlo will be missing for Saturday night's Winston Select NASCAR All-Star Race. He had the car painted silver for the silver anniversary of sponsorship from tobacco company R.J. Reynolds. Finally, maybe next year they'll have it indoors. The big dog show last weekend in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, was held outdoors in the pouring rain. That foiled the work of all the dog groomers, of course, and released an aroma the local paper called Ode to Wet Dog. Smoke from the engines flooded the cabin of a recent Northwest Airlines flight, and as shrouds of smoke enveloped his girlfriend, Jeff Shrouds turned to Jody Nichols and asked her to marry him. He says he figured better then than later. He says he figured that if worse came to worse, the captain could marry them on the way down. Good news, the plane landed safely, and Jody said yes.
Right. Jody!
Walmart, I suppose, is as good a place as any to buy a fresh lobster for dinner.
You know, they're 24 hours here in Wichita, Buzz. They got two of them. Walmart's 24 hours, my friend.
I didn't know that. And I didn't know they sold lobster, but apparently some of them do.
All right.
Yeah. And there was a lobster you can't have, however, out of a store in Texas. Lucy, as she came to be called, was weighing in at a hefty 12 pounds. And as the animal rights people pointed out, it's illegal to catch a lobster that big. So Lucy's been shipped back to the waters off the coast of Maine, where she will live out her days, no doubt, happy as a clam.
Yeah.
It's just as well. At the ripe old age of 84, you wouldn't want to eat her anyway.
Well,
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Hey, hey.
On and Mike Show.
Hey.
What?
What? Is your mom here?
What?
Are you shot?
What?
Oh, wow.
What did I say?
Wow. Did you hear that? Okay, that's your son, okay?
She didn't hear it. She's just as well.
Yeah, good. Yeah, throw that copy away, Buzz.
I will.
Hey, hit the song. We're out of time. Oh, no. I tell you what, I'll leave you. I'll leave you with all my friends and heroes tonight.
No!
We have got to go. We want to thank you all for coming out. Thanks for listening. We want to thank all of these people for making our show today a big success. We want to thank Channel 12, Channel 10, Channel 3. We want to thank Lonnie Kreider for the Wichita Eagle. We really want to thank the Fun Tones.
Yeah.
Aren't they great?
Hello, guys.
And the Fun Tones are appearing tonight at 9 o'clock at the Block Party.
All right.
Right
great.
Here in Old Town Wichita. So go see them. They are fantastic. We'd like to thank the good people at Miller Beer for making this possible.
Way to go, Miller.
Miller got us a tasty beer. We want to thank the people at Big Dog Motorcycles for bringing by all the hogs today.
We love sitting on those hogs.
And we especially want to thank all of the people from KQAM, our radio station in Wichita, Kansas.
Yes.
Great job. They did a great job. Of course, everybody here at Heroes Sports Bar, especially the guys in the red, the security guys.
Yeah. They're doing a great job.
They're great. They kicked some ass. So thank you very much. Look, on that happy note, we are out of here. I wish we could stay in parts A, but our plane leaves at 3:45 in the freaking morning.
Yeah.
How about our travel agent? Do we have the greatest travel agent in the world? So if we can get back home to do a new show for you tomorrow from Washington, God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Radio's Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Beauteous Sherry.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Wichita. We love you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. God bless you. See you tomorrow. And bye-bye.
Stephen, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Delightful. This is the best show we've ever done.
You are best thing on the radio.
Don and Mike, kick off.
Please, focus on the show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Still, a good time was had by all.
That's about as good as it gets. Well, so long and have a good night.
Adventures in Dixland.
Barney boy, there go two of the good ones. You said it, Fred.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
look out.
We could go on for hours and mesmerize you. You've been a terrific audience. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We're at that time where we have to go. Thank you for coming. Good night. God bless you.
No sports, no rock, no information. Our minds are shattered. We're your station.
Price, service, and selection. Governor's Dial.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Right on!
So here he is with his big jukebox, the number one man of all the jocks.
Yep.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we need is turn up the sound on the record machine.
Yeah.
Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes.
Yeah.
He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 15. You know his taste, it's all so nifty. So let's start to swing and let's start to sway. Here comes the guy with some records to play.